High school football is on the air. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the color, the pageantry, and the excitement of high school football on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Now let's head to the stadium and join our KGYM football crew. Todd Warner with sideline reports, Gary Fickle with the expert analysis, and with a play-by-play, here's Alex Kuhn.
Well, we're back in Cedar Falls just a few hours after we left for a Class 1A semifinal matchup between the Iowa City Regina Regals and the Pella Christian Eagles. You're listening to High School Football on the South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City and the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner. And guys, we're going to start with this. Number 3 against number 4 to decide who takes on the winner of the next game here at the Unidome today between Van Meter and West Lyon. Those teams coming in at number 1 and number 2. And Fick, this is a rematch of one of the greatest high school football games that I've ever witnessed last year when Iowa City Regina just by the skin of their teeth snuck by this Pella Christian team in Iowa City in the quarterfinals last season.
Well, the three of us, we called that game. It was just an absolute shootout at Regina. Both teams definitely deserve to go on. Unfortunately, you know, the winner goes on. Pella Christian had nothing to be ashamed of. They put up a phenomenal fight, a great game against Regina. Regina just happened to be 2 points better last year than the Eagles. And I'm sure that Pella Christian has remembered this ball game for an entire year from a year ago.
And Todd, we said that this, I think we all looked at each other and said, this Pella Christian team is going to be back. And they are. They're led by Hayden Frome, who was their running back last year. He is their signal caller, but he still carries that explosive big play ability, not only in the air, but with his legs as well. He's rushed for over 1,000 yards. He's thrown for over 1,000 yards, and they have another 1,300-yard rusher in their running back, Noah Trimer. This is an explosive Pella Christian offense.
Absolutely, Alex. You know, and the thing that they do have back that they had last year as well is several of their key offensive linemen, Heisman, Chapman, Kelderman. Those are names that we talked about last year, and they're big kids. And you know, it's oftentimes your front line, your guys in the trenches are your anchor, and definitely Pella Christian is strong up front.
Well, guys, for the Regina Regals, it's interesting. We expect them to get to this point every single year, and the fact that they're here again is outstanding. We saw them the first two games of the season. They took on some of the better teams in the state in Solon and Regina, and things didn't go so well for them. Since then, they've reeled off 9 consecutive wins. But I still think at this point, we're still kind of wondering what this Regina team is all about, this 2017 version of the Iowa City Regina Regals.
Well, obviously they have a stable full of veteran players. You start out with Isaac Volstadt, Mike Conlon, Jacob Phillips, Steve Seal. The one player that we have not seen, you guys, and I think he is a difference maker. I mean, he's a great football player. He transferred in from Clear Creek Amana. Had to sit out for the first 4 ball games, but that's Cole White, and they say that you know, he is a beast in that defensive line. He plays defensive end, and look at the tackle chart. My goodness gracious! After sitting out 4 games, he still racked up 38 solo tackles. So he will be a presence here today.
And you talk about the offensive line. This offense for Regina relies heavily on the running game. Their quarterback, Michael Conlon, has run for 315 yards. And, of course, they're led by their running back, Isaac Volstadt, who was injured for the past couple of weeks. They didn't want him to play in the first round of the playoffs, but that became a close game, so they had to put him in. Last week against Wilton, played a little bit, but a lot of this Regina's hopes for winning another state title relies on number 44.
Absolutely. You know, and here's the thing, too. I caught Thursday night's practice, and I just kind of asked Marv the extra day, because remember, they played the quarterfinals on a Friday. They're playing today on a Saturday. Did that extra day, is that going to make a difference for Isaac Volstadt? He kind of just grinned and goes, it's not going to hurt him any. You know, a little extra rest on that ankle, but he looked really, really good on Thursday night, and you're watching in the warm-ups here. He looks perfectly fine.
He's the kicker, and he's been bombing them from 55. So if it's his right leg that's hurt, then maybe it healed up pretty quickly. But Todd, the thing that we were talking about with this offense last year, you knew that there were some playmakers on the outside, that some possession receivers. Jack Jensen comes to mind, Jake Phillips as well. I think that Regina and Marv Cook and Ed Hinkle are kind of trying to find a little bit of balance with the passing game to complement that rushing game at this point in the season.
Yeah, you know, in years past they had 3-4 guys that they could go to with confidence. And coming into this year, they just had some young kids, some unknowns. You know, you had a freshman in Alex Wick and Clark on the receiver, Jordan Keys, you know, some of those guys, Keeler Brown, you know, guys that were kind of unproven.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they hadn't had that experience. And so, you know, coming into the season, and I still think to an extent, even at this point in the year, you know, they're still kind of feeling their way through as to what their roles are. Those previous teams had kids who they knew their role. They know in this situation, I know what to do in this moment. And I think this is still a team almost growing.
Yeah, no, I would totally agree with that. One thing that you have to remember is with Pella Christian, you guys, this is kind of a shocker, because we look at them and think, man, that's a great, great football team out there. This is actually their first time in the semifinals.
That is hard to believe.
Isn't that amazing? And they've only had varsity football for 12 years, and the last 10 years they have been in the playoffs under Coach Kazmarinski, but only once now into the semifinals. And it was kind of interesting to look at when they came in their street clothes and they got into the dome. I mean, they were kind of looking around just kind of in a little bit of awe, whereas Regina, they've been here before. How much will that experience pay off into this ball game?
Well, we are about 15 minutes or 20 minutes away from finding out. You're listening to the Windy's pregame show on the South Gym 106.3 FM and the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids. And you if you missed it yesterday, we want to give a congratulations to head coach Garrett Hartwig and the Iowa City West Trojans for moving on to their second consecutive state championship game. When we went off the air last night, we didn't know who they're going to be playing, but it turns out we're going to have a rematch. We're going to see the exact same matchup that we saw last year. Dowling Catholic defeated Ankeny Centennial last night, and they're going to be going for their fifth consecutive state title in Class 4A. And Iowa City West is going to be looking to pull off an upset, a slight upset. But this is the thing. When you see during that 4-year run for Dowling Catholic, Gary and Todd, you knew what the outcome was going to be. You knew that there's a good chance that Dowling was going to win the game by 20 plus points. This year, I think we're looking at a good football game.
Oh, I do too. I think this is going to be an incredible matchup. It will be Friday, 7 o'clock. Two teams. I was so impressed yesterday with West High. Their defense, I just thought, was a domineering unit, and that was the difference in the ball game. Being able to hold Bentendorf the way they did offensively, that was absolutely superb.
23-0 was the final score. Well, Gary, you mentioned Marv Cook. 6 state titles at Regina, an overall record, and this is not a typo, 133-11 as a head coach in his 11th season as the head. One loss a year. That is not a bad average for the head ball coach at Regina. And earlier in the week, Gary Fickle sat down with head football coach Marv Cook.
I'm here with Marv Cook, head football coach of the number 3 rated Regina Regals. Coach, you just got done wrapping up Thursday night practice. Now, this is actually your Wednesday night practice. Conditions were somewhat interesting out there on the field, 29 degrees with a wind chill of 18. But before we get started, congratulations on reaching the semifinals. I mean, this is always, I know, at the top of your guys' goals to play in the dome. We're now down to the final 4 teams in Class 1A. This is where it's going to get really, really exciting. You've got Pella Christian this Saturday morning at 10:06 in the Unidome. The Regals are certainly familiar with that time slot and the routine that you'll follow. Coach, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's just it's great to have the extra day. We've had a couple guys get nicked up. We've been pretty healthy for the most part, but a couple guys have been nicked up, so the extra day has been great. Kind of an extra day to sharpen the saw, you know, get back to work on some of the things that we need to clean up on, and so we try to take advantage of some of that stuff as well. And and you know, get ready for a great Pella Christian football team.
I thought the kids were really, really attentive, focused, and surprisingly so with those conditions out there. I mean, I think they're locked in.
Yeah, it was one of our best. Our tempo was good. You know, obviously we're working a little crowd noise things, making sure that we're trying to cover all the boxes necessary. Now we're trying to get guys to drink a lot of water and eat good meals here the next day and a half. Getting ready for playing back inside. You know, that cold weather can actually take a lot of moisture out of our system, so we're really trying to emphasize our kids keep drinking water and drinking lots or eating a lot of fresh fruit and stuff. So hopefully we'll be ready.
You know, a lot of times people think the dome is so wonderful, but boy, 72 degrees, when you're used to 30 and 40 degrees, cramping can come into play, can it?
It really can, and we've really been good at it. The last couple of years we've had a little bit of issues at times, but you know, so I know our kids have learned from hopefully their mistakes. We got caught a couple weeks ago in a cold night even. So we're really trying to been pound the table on the importance of nutrition and you know, prehydrating.
Before we talk about Pella Christian, share with us the first two ball games in the playoff, how you played, who you faced, and where we stand right now.
Yeah, I mean, we faced South Winneshiek Calmar the first game, and it was tough. I mean, it was, we were – you know, honestly, lucky to get out of there. We went to overtime, double overtime, and they missed a field goal on the end of the first overtime that would have won it. And I really liked the way they played. I thought they played with great pride and passion and played the way, to be honest with you, the Regina football plays. And so that was a great football game. And then we followed up with Wilton, another great rival of us who's had only two losses on the year. Both are to us, unfortunately, for them. And I thought Coach Hetzler and those kids did another great job of representing their community as well. I thought they played hard and did a lot of things. It was a 15-0 game at half, and you know, Isaac and Jake and some of our top playmakers just made some really huge plays for us that was able to get us the victory. So two really good challenges, and now it's on to Pella Christian, and they've been dynamic all year. They played a 2A team that made the playoffs, got beat by Waynesburg last week. Was really their only tough game of the year. They had another close game against Pleasantville early in the season, but then you can tell that they're getting a lot better because they actually did a really good job against them last week. So they're playing at their best, highest level right now, so it's going to be a definite big challenge for us.
Well, they come in to Saturday's game, Coach, 11-0, ranked number 4. Their first two playoff victories were over Sigourney Kyoto, 53-21 in the opening round, and then, as you mentioned, Pleasantville last week. And, boy, the score, 44-6, that definitely caught my eye, as I know it did you as well.
Yeah, because, like I said, the first game, week 4-5, was actually a close game until 2 or 3 minutes to go in the game. So they're playing at a high level right now. And Coach Kaczynski's, you could tell that they play with pride, and they play with pad level, and they play to the whistle, and so it's going to be a great, great challenge. And you know, here's the unique thing: is we played them in the quarters last year, right here at Regina, and it came down to the last possession. It came down to one of the last plays. So, you know, that's what you know. Those are the kind of games that kids like. They want to be tested, and those are the games that you actually flourish and you get better. And so, I know we'll see a better Pella Christian team this year because of it.
I know the Regina fan base remembers last year's thrilling 45-43 quarterfinal victory over Pella Christian. We covered that, Coach, here at KGYM, and something tells me that Pella Christian, they remember that game as well.
Very much. I'm sure that they do, and it's, you know, we've talked to our kids. You know, Western Christian faced us the year before, and then they came back, faced us the next year, and they were a better team, and that's what we fully expect with Pella Christian. A lot of those guys that we've been watching on tape this year were the same guys that were here competing against us last year. So, you know, they're better and they're a year stronger, a year wiser, and you know, a year hungrier probably. So this is what it's going to be. And we know that this is the Final Four, and you're not going to have the luxury of playing not your best football. So we need to make sure that we're ready.
Yeah, the margin of error is basically thin as a piece of paper. It's that tight now.
You know, we talk about we're probably going to get 8, 9, 10 possessions. You don't have the luxury of 15-yard penalties or, you know, not converting on third down because of penalties or missed execution. So, you know, you've got to really clean all those little things up and make sure that you're playing your best football.
Well, the Eagles are led by senior quarterback Hayden Vroom. He's had a really an outstanding year so far. He's 58 out of 99 with 6 picks. Just shy of 60% completion percentage, He's thrown for 1,100 yards, 14 TDs. He has several receivers that he can go to and has gone to over the course of the season, but it looks like his two favorite receivers are Noah Treimer and Sam Brower. Treimer has 18 catches for 535 yards, and what jumps off the stats there, that's a 29.7 yards per catch average to go along with his 7 TDs. Brower, 25 receptions, 399 yards, 16-yard average, 3 TDs. They can do something with the ball once they catch it, can't they?
Yeah, the quarterback was an athlete last year because they had David Katzmarinski, the quarterback, and so and he was dynamic player last year. One of the guys we really saw that stood out with just the burst, the explosion was him. So you can tell right now that their offense kind of features him. I mean, he's a dynamic runner, and then he can throw it very, very efficiently. So keeps you honest defensively. You have to take away the edge. They're going to try to stress you on the edges, and then hit you up inside. They got big line. I mean, they're built really well. I'm not going to lie to you. They got great linemen. They got great skilled guys. They got a great quarterback that manages the game, and then they got a big old tall 6'5 receiver out there that is never, what I've always looked at it, when you got a receiver like that, he's never guarded. You can never guard him. If you throw the ball to location, he can make the play, and that's what you can tell that they're very, very smart about what they're doing offensively.
They have a couple of 1,000-yard rushers. They're led by Treimer, who has 1,340 yards on the ground, 16 TDs. He averages a hefty 9.4 yards per carry. The other 1,000-yard rusher is Vroom, as you said. I mean, he's an unbelievable athlete. He's amassed a little over 1,000 yards on the ground with 19 TDs, averages 9.6 yards per carry. You can see, Coach, why they average 46.6 points per game.
To me, You could take our team stats and their team stats, and you could interlay them across each other because, Jake and Isaac and Mike, what our skilled guys are able to do, it's almost a mirror of what they're able to do with their guys. So it's truly going to come down to the team that can come out, execute, make plays, control the field position, and, hopefully win the turnover battle that's going to win this game.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, it's going to be a huge game. You need a huge game from Isaac Volstadt. He's kind of the workhorse, but he needs some help, doesn't he? He can't do it all by himself. You don't want to just rely on one player at this stage of the game.
That's exactly right. But Isaac, great football player. He is a sophomore. I think it was a sophomore.
This is about the time he got his feet wet, isn't it, when he was a sophomore?
Exactly right. That's my memory. And he was kind of nicked up a little bit, guys were saying, hey, this guy's really good. And I was on the fence, to be honest with you, at the time. And then he came out, and in the dome, he was unbelievable. He played his best football as a sophomore that season, and then he's just gone on and on and on. So he loves this atmosphere. He loves this setting. And you can tell he's got a little bit different, step to him now that the playoffs have arrived, and he's feeling a little friskier. He's getting a little healthier, so we're going to need a great game out of him. Obviously, Jake Phillips and Mike Conlin, we're going to lean on those seniors like we have all year.
I have them listed as well, where they need to bring their A game as well as the entire team. I mean, the margin of error is just going to be, like I said, paper thin. A penalty here, a penalty there will kill a drive. Offensively and defensively, you have to be just spot on, which I know your kids are up to, and they certainly can play that to that caliber.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they've played in a lot of games like this. So this is, this setting is not going to be new to them. Like you saw tonight, we're working on crowd noise. We'll be accustomed to a lot of different things. We've worked on shoes for the new turf up there, so we're working on that, addressing that. Sleep patterns, all those different things with a 10:05 kickoff or 10:06 kickoff. I mean, those are the things you got to deal with.
You bet. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can write a book on that, Coach. You've done it for so many years. I thought I read also where Pella Christian, as good as they are, they've never been in the semifinals. Is that true?
I think that might be. I remember last year when we were playing that that quarterfinal game, that was kind of something that maybe came up. So, they deserve it. I mean, obviously, they've been ranked. I've seen them as ranked as high as number one, I think, this year. So they've definitely deserved that ranking. And, at this point, every team feels they deserve to win. So it's going to be, as we've made a good point of it, it's going to be a great game.
It will be. Hey, Coach, we're going to wrap up the interview here, but before we do, We're going to play a lightning round. We did this with Coach Hartwick last night, and now it's your turn. I'm going to give you a word or two, and you tell me in a sentence or so what it means to Regina football. Are you ready for that?
I don't know if I'm a quick thinker like I used to be, so yeah, but I'll give it my best shot.
You're tough, Coach. Yeah. You're good on your feet. Here we go. First one, win first down.
Just have to be good, efficient. You have to be efficient right away. You got to be offensively. You have to be creating short yardage situations that allows you to take chances, and then defensively, get them in second long, get them in predictable situations.
How about field position?
Huge. Special teams. I think of special teams. The ball travels so far on kicks and punts. Making sure the ball's not on the turf rolling, creating an extra 15, 20 yards of field position. You know, we look at it defensively that's, you know, five or six well-executed plays offensively to get 20 yards against our defense. So, you know, we do not like seeing the ball roll on the ground.
How about turnovers?
Huge in big games. The team that obviously wins these creates them. They're huge momentum changers. This game is a game of emotion and momentum, and the turnovers definitely lead to that.
How about adversity?
What kids thrive under and grow under, and it's the thing that I love about football. I get to see this is long-winded, I apologize.
No, this is great, Coach.
I get to see kids at their highest of highs and their lowest of lows. I'm blessed that I'm able to coach guys and spend that time with, you know, 40 to 50 guys every year and really see them work in those environments when they're, you know, something really well and they've been rewarded with a great win or something, and also the things when things just didn't go well and you took a lump or something. So, and those are great teaching moments, great learning moments that kids, like I said, can really learn a lot from those types of situations.
That's great. Last one, advance.
What it's all about, win and move on, you know, win or go home, you know, and so I heard a coach talk about it's a hurdle race. You know, you got 13 hurdles, and you know, now we're to the point where if you hit a hurdle at the end, you don't get to go on and finish the race. So you got to just keep getting over the next hurdle and moving on. And the focus obviously is on that next hurdle. So that's the key, win in advance.
Coach, as always, thanks for taking the time. Always enjoy visiting with you, Marv. Best of luck on Saturday against Pella Christian. I know you and the Regals will be up for this exciting challenge.
We'll give them the best we got. I know that. We need to. We're trying to play our best football right now in November, and hopefully we can do that.
No, I know the next question that all the listeners have. Gary did not give Marv Cook the same answers that he gave Garrett Hartwig yesterday. I just wonder, Coach, do all coaches go to a convention and discuss how they're going to answer different questions? Here's what I have determined over the years. Coach Cook is a great coach. He's a classy guy. Garrett Hartwick, great coach, classy guy. Similar philosophies, great communicators. Wasn't that interesting, though, with their answers? A lot of the verbiage, a lot of the philosophy is identical. We are just about a minute away from the start of this football game. Iowa City Regina and Pella Christian and the Regina Regals will get the ball to begin the football game. Offensively, we're going to get you the starting lineups for the Regina Regals. Jacob Clark is the left tackle. He is a junior. Left guard is Alex Moore. Luke Stein gets the start at center. Mark Schomer gets the start at right guard. And Steve Seal is the right tackle. Patrick Clark and Alec Wick get the start at wide receiver. Isaac Volstad gets the start at running back, and Jake Phillips is kind of the H-back between a running back and a wide receiver. Jaden Keyes also rounds out the starting lineup at wide receiver. Michael Conlin on the season, 115 of 199, 1,594 yards, 16 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. Defensively for Pella Christian, a 3-4 alignman. Alex Heisman and Moises Carballo are the defensive end. Colton Chapman gets the start at defensive tackle. We'll get you the rest of the starting lineups after the opening kickoff. Nathan DeBrine will kick things off. Jake Phillips back deep to receive for the Regina Regals. We are underway from the Uni Dome, kicked to the near side, away from Phillips. It's going to be fielded by Keys at the 15. He's angling left. He's going to be drugged down right there, and a flag is down on the field. So bad field position might get even worse out of the gate for Regina, depending on the penalty.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a push in the back on the return. And again, these are the paper-thin margin of error that we talked about. You just can't commit these types of errors.
It is a block in the back against Regina. The starting defense for Pella Christian, the linebackers Mark Vandahar and Trevin Cadwell are the outside linebackers. Colton Udemark and Jace Almelse are the middle linebackers. Kyle Feinart and Nathan DeBrien are the corners. And Tanner Randall and Hayden Vrome get the start at the safety positions. Regina out of the beginning, first down and 10 from their own 9-yard line. Two receivers either side. Conlon takes a snap, hands off to Volstad. He doesn't have much room at all. Maybe a yard out to the 10-yard line. Second down and 9 upcoming. I think Colton Chapman got in there from his defensive tackle position. A big man in the middle, 5'11", 240 pounds. Gain of 1, second and 9, same formation as Regina goes up tempo. Two receivers either side. Volstad once again, the carry up the middle, same play, not much doing, maybe 2 yards. Alex Heisman makes the tackle for Pella Christian. Third down and 6 upcoming for the Regals right out of the gate on their first possession.
Going to give them a big, heavy dose of Volstad all game long.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Conlon back to pass, blitz coming. Coming from the backside, Conlon is going to be sacked at the 1 yard line by Moises Carballo. They're going to say that he was brought down at the 3 and dragged back, but regardless, 4th and 16 upcoming, and Regina's going to punt the football away.
This will be Conlon punting from his own end zone. Mike Average is just shy of 32 yards per punt.
Conlon, 7 yards deep in his own end zone. Max Wickard back deep to receive. A low spiraling punt, but plenty of distance at the 45. Fielded at midfield. Jaden Keys there makes the tackle at the 47-yard line. So Pella Christian will take over first and 10 from right there at the 47-yard line. A 47-yard punt by Conlon. Just a 2-yard return.
Yeah, great coverage by Keys downfield. Nice open field tackle. One thing that we want to say is before we get too far into this ball game, we'd like to wish all of our veterans a happy Veterans Day, and we certainly appreciate their service in protecting us in this great, great country that we have an opportunity to live in.
Absolutely. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Vroom in the shotgun. Trimer gets the carry off left tackle. Nowhere to go. Brought down right there at the line of scrimmage. Brought down at the line of scrimmage by Cole White. Remember that name? We didn't see him the first 2 weeks of the year when we had Regina on the South Gym 106.3 FM. The transfer from Clear Creek, Emanuel, makes the first tackle of the game for the Regals. Coming two receivers to either side, and false start is going to be called against Pella Christian. They had a man come in motion, but it looked like Sam Brower Jaden Heisman out to this side jumped a little bit early. That's going to back him up 5 yards.
Yeah, the adrenaline, the emotion, running very high, both teams. Penalties.
Two receivers either side. Now trips to the right side. Vroom, empty backfield. He's going to try to run it himself. Bounces to the left, has some room across midfield, inside the 45, down to the 44. A gain of 8 on the play. That's going to bring up 3rd down and 7 for the Eagles. They're going to go up tempo. Same formation, ball on the left hash, trips to the right, two receivers to the left. Regina 4-down linemen showing blitz. Here they come, they blitz 3. Vroom rolls out to his right, has a man in the right flat at the 30-yard line, making the catch for the first down is Nathan DeBryan down to the 29-yard line. A gain of 14 on the play, and the Eagles move the sticks.
Got brought down by Jake Phillips. There's that first down.
They now switch the formation, trips to the left, two receivers to the right. Regina blitzes once again. Vroom gets rid of it down the right sideline, took a shot, overshoots his intended receiver to that side, Kyle Fineart. That is incomplete. Second down and 10 upcoming, and we're seeing Regina early on bringing some pressure.
You've got Alec Wick there one-on-one. Did a nice job, used the sideline as a secondary defender. Here's that second and 10.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right, swing out of the backfield, caught by Noah Trimer, trying to get upfield, maybe does for a couple of yards. He's going to be marked down at the 26-yard line, a gain of 3.
Two guys in on that tackle that Regina are going to depend on all game long, Phillips and Volstadt.
So once again, Pella Christian facing a third down and 7. Trips to the right, Jaden Heisman, the lone receiver to the left. Regina showing blitz. They back off. They're going to run a counterplay, and Regina wasn't fooled at all. Trimer brought down all the way back at the 33-yard line. Alex Moore made the tackle from his defensive tackle position, and that brings up a fourth down and 14 in decision time for Pella Christian and head coach Rich Kaczmarinski.
Easy call. For coach, they're going to go for it here on fourth down. Not really going to pick up very many yards with a punt and too far out of field goal range.
Empty backfield once again. Five wide receivers, trips to the right, two receivers to the left. Regina brings the blitz. And
Regina has it.
Fumbled the ball back at the 37-yard line. Volstad recovers, and the Regals will take over. First down and 10 from right there at their own 37-yard line.
There was a communication error right there for Pella Christian.
Hayden Vroom was not expecting the snap from Colby Van Howling. And because of that, they would have turned the ball over on downs regardless. But Regina gets a couple extra yards. And they will begin.
Good field position here for Regina. Remember before, they had the penalty on the opening kickoff that pushed them deep into their own territory. Now they're up on their own 38.
And now a penalty flag is going to come in, an illegal substitution. There were 12 men in the huddle. Regina had come out in a very interesting alignment as we wait for the officials to make the call. And it is a legal substitution. So before Regina gets underway, they're on their second possession. They back up 5 yards, first down and 15 upcoming. You think points might be at a premium here
Absolutely.
This afternoon?
You bet.
This morning. And they wave off the flag and move it 5 yards back up to the original line of scrimmage.
Tell you what, Coach Dumont over on the far sideline, on the Regina sideline, was pleading his case. Told the officials to count again, and they did come up with 11, so they waved that penalty off.
They had 10 guys. They were short ones.
Yeah, not
and
a penalty.
The extra guy who came on was the 11th.
Five wide receiver set, trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Conlin, empty backfield, rolls to his left, fires over the middle, has a man out there, underthrows it, intercepted. Intercepted at the 47-yard line, returned back to the 49-yard line. That was number 69, Colton Udemark.
Yeah, again.
And he had a man out there, and he underthrew him, threw the ball off of his back foot as he had pressure in his face, badly underthrown. Intended receiver out there, I think, was Isaac Volstad. No, it was not Isaac Volstad. That was number 46, Nick Wagner, who was the intended receiver.
Yeah, Heisman putting pressure in on Conlin from the top side.
Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. They're going to hand the ball off. Trimer trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. He will not. Brought down by Jake Phillips for a loss of 5. All the way back to the 39-yard line, ran a read option there, and looked like Regina had a hat on a hat on both options. Looked like Volstad or Luke Stein was on the quarterback, and Phillips came up in pursuit to make the tackle on Trimer. Second and 15.
Boy, the Regal defense has shown up this morning.
Handoff angling left. Not a lot of room that time either. That was Nathan DeBryan on the carry. Brought down by free safety Michael Conlin. Maybe a gain of one on the play. Third and 15 upcoming for Pella Christian.
Here again, can the Regina front four put enough pressure on Vrome?
Before the third and 15 play, timeout is called.
Got an official's timeout.
And it's called by the Regina
Regina's
Regals.
Calling a timeout, okay.
So what we're going to do, we'll step aside for 30 seconds, and we'll return with 6:37 remaining in the first quarter of this Class 1A semifinal. We're scoreless. You're listening to High School Football on our South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City and the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp. And Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question.
Ahem! To dip or not to dip, no matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get three tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh baked cookies in three delicious flavors. Chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
6:37 remaining in the first quarter.
It is.
We are tied at... Are scoreless here in the first quarter. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner, Jeff Downing, our producer back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Third down and 15 upcoming for Pella Christian from their own 44-yard line. Trips to the right, two receivers to the left, ball on the left hash, Vroom in the shotgun, Regina showing blitz, and they bring it. Vroom back to pass, pressure in his face, throws it over the middle. It's going to be well short of anybody. Isaac Volstad laid a shot on Vroom. Fourth and 15 upcoming for the Eagles.
Not only a shot, but boy, he bent Vroom's throwing arm back right there in a very, very awkward tackle. Regina dodged a bullet there.
So after turning the ball over, the defense forces a three and out. And Pella Christian will punt it away. A high, booming punt. It's going to be let drop by Regina at the 15-yard line and down at the 12. Jake Phillips let it drop and costs Regina about 5 yards of field position. 43-yard punt. No good, return.
Good hang time. Come up. Fair catch that. Pick up those 5 yards that you just lost because you let the ball hit the turf. They're lucky. They're very lucky that the ball didn't take a bounce and roll.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Alec Wick, the lone receiver, split out wide to the near side. Conlin in the pistol, ball in the middle of the field. Conlin hands off to Volstad, angling right. He has no room. He's going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Nope, he's going to lose a yard on the play. Brought down by Tevin Caldwell, or Cadwell, I should say. Second down and 11 upcoming for the Regals. You just get the sense that both of these defenses are going to try to make the opposing quarterback beat them through the air. And that's what we've seen so far in the early going. Two receivers either side. And a high snap. Conlin's going to have to fall on it, and he doesn't. That's going to be a touchdown for Pella Christian. A high snap goes into the end zone and results in an Eagles touchdown.
I was just going to say that, too, because every snap so far in this ball game have been high. And I was just leery that that might not happen. Todd shaking his head as well. Conlin's had to reach up every single time.
He tried to get on it in the end zone, and he could not. And finally, a Pella Christian player fell on top of that. That was Colton Udemark, who picks up the touchdown. The extra point is up, and it is good. And Pella Christian takes a 7-0 lead with 5:45 remaining here in the first quarter. We're going to step aside for 90 seconds. 7-0, Pella Christian over Regina. You're listening to High School Football on the South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City and the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, KGYM.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students, with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. And they keep kids moving all year long. So as the weather cools, move their recreation indoors. Visit the Northwest Recreation Center at 1340 11th Street Northwest for gym and game room activities. You can find the daily calendar of events and times at crrec.org.
5:45 remaining in the first quarter. Pella Christian on the board first after an errant snap goes over Mike Conlin's head into the end zone, recovered by the Eagles, and they get on the board with their defense here early on. And guys, this is that's something that you got to avoid if you're on either side, because right now the defenses are controlling the first quarter.
Well, we've talked about this too before. Excuse me. Scoring first in a big game. Momentum.
Absolutely. And Pella Christian right now has the momentum. Iowa City will, Regina will get the ball back. They've had their opportunities early on, still are looking for their first down of the football game. DeBrian will kick it off. Jake Phillips back deep to receive. Standing at his own 10-yard line.
The Pella Christian crowd is fully behind the Eagles right now. It's like a home game for these guys.
You heard Marv Cook talking about dealing with crowd noise during the week. This is why. A huge contingent of Eagles fans here on the near sideline. DeBrian kicks it off. Volstead fields it at his own 1-yard line, across the 5 to the 10, and he's going to be brought down right there at the 15-yard line. They'll give him forward progress to the 16-yard line, a 16-yard return, and that's where Regina will take over first down and 10. Jace Amelse makes the tackle for the Eagles. So bad field position to start for the Regals.
We're obviously going to keep an eye on this snap from center. See if it goes any lower now.
Conlin 5 yards behind the center. Pistol formation. Volstead, another high snap. Volstead gets the... No, they're going to fake it. Conlin swings it out to the right flat to Phillips, who makes the catch across the 20. 25, 30, brought down at the 32-yard line. A gain of 16 on the play in the first down of the morning for the Regals. Nice fake there on the read option. Another high snap from the center, Luke Stein.
One of the keys to the ball game, too, is the Regina passing game. It's going to have to be efficient. I think they need to go over 130 yards in the air to win this ball game.
Conlin once again in the shotgun, another high snap, and it threw off the rhythm of the play. A loss of 2 for Michael Conlin. This is getting ruining right now the momentum of the offense for Iowa City Regina. Every snap has been up over the head of Conlin to the point where he's leaping for the football. And now they're going to change things up a little bit. It looks like
Cole White going to center.
Cole White is going to move into the center position. Trips to the near side. One receiver to the far side. Perfect snap this time. Conlin rolls to the right. Looks down the field. Throws it to the near side. Was tipped and caught Alec Wick for a gain of 4 on the play. But that's going to bring up 3rd down and 8 for the Regals.
Well, it was just good to see this snap from center.
That ball was tipped by Colton Udemark, the guy who had the touchdown
that has Pella Christian out in front. The Pella fan, Christian fans come alive on the near sideline. Conlin back to pass, third and eight, plenty of time. Over the middle, Phillips with a catch at the 50-yard line into Pella Christian territory, down to the 48-yard line. A conversion for the Regina Regals to from Michael Conlin to Jake Phillips. Phillips is a great receiver. He's got sure hands. He's going to have to be a big part of this ball game. He needs a lot of touches throughout the course of this game. A gain of 17 on the play. Up-tempo offense from Regina. Two receivers either side. Volstad, no, they're going to fake it to him. Conlin scrambling to the right side, looking for room. Gets outside, 40, 35, 30, down the sideline. And he is run out of bounds at the 28-yard line. A gain of 19 on the play and another first down for the Regals.
Nice job by Mike Conlin.
Looked to go left. Broke a tackle of Trevin Cadwell. Bounced it back right and went down the sideline. Regina has something going.
Well, from the quarterback standpoint, too, knowing that that center snap's going to come right to you and you don't have to worry about a snap going over your head.
Conlin's going to run it once again off the read option and maybe picks up two. Down to the 26. Second down and eight upcoming for Regina. That center quarterback exchange, especially when you're kind of a spread option team, is vital. That's first and foremost. And shotgun offense. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Wick split out wide, one-on-one coverage to the near side. Conlin rolls left, fires it out to the flat. That's caught by
Phillips
out to the 20, inside the 15. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. They're going to say right at the 15-yard line, a gain of 9 and another first down for Regina. That actually
really
was not Phillips.
That's number 11.
That was
11,
Scott Arndt.
Yeah.
Really
like
reception.
What Eddie Hinkle's calling right now for the Regals. Swing passes, just getting the ball out into the flat.
Two receivers either side, first and 10 from the 15-yard line. Regina in the red zone. Volstad up the middle, bounces it back right, maybe has a yard. Down to the 14-yard line, second down and 9, and Pella Christian is really going to key on number 44.
That was big Alex Heisman in on that tackle for the Eagles. It's nice to see the Regals, though, in the red zone here. Need to come away with some points.
Arndt in the slot to the right, flanked by Alec Wick. Two receivers to the left in a stack formation. Conlin in the pistol, Volstad behind him. Four down linemen for Pella Christian. They're going to hand it off to Volstad once again, fighting out of tacklers. Maybe gets back to the original line of scrimmage. He does. Third and 9 upcoming for Regina.
That's okay. You have to continue to give the ball to Volstad because that will free up the passing game.
And it already has. See if Conlin can make a play on third and long. He's done it a couple of times during the course of this drive. Tight twins formation either side. Conlin in the shotgun, Volstad to his left. Michael Conlin back to pass. Corner of the end zone has Arndt.
That's a touchdown.
That's a touchdown, actually. Jake Phillips in the end zone on the left side of the field. And Regina is an extra point away from tying this ball game up on a 14-yard touchdown hookup from Michael Conlin to Jake Phillips. Marv Cook talked about trying to get number 21 the football, and the Regals have done so with 1:54 remaining in the first quarter.
Now that's the Mike Conlin that we all know and we love right there. Just sat back in that pocket, fired off that back foot over the defender's head, right into Phillips' hands in the corner of the end zone for the touchdown for the Regals. They're on the board here.
Volstad on for the extra point out of the hold of Conlin. And the kick is good. 7-7, 1:54 remaining here in the first quarter. Iowa City Regina answers a crucial turnover and a touchdown from Pella Christian and ties the game up late in the first. We're going to step aside. You're listening to high school football on our FM frequencies on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
7-7, 1:54 remaining in the first quarter as Isaac Volstead puts a charge into one. A short kick fielded at the 15-yard line by Noah Trimer across the 20 to the 25. He's going to be stood up and dropped at the 27-yard line, and that's where the Eagles will take over. First down and 10 from their own 47-yard line. A 14-yard kickoff return by Trimer. And Pella Christian trying to get something going offensively here. Their defense scored their own lone touchdown of the game. Regina with a bounce-back drive offensively after they struggled. The Eagles trying to do the same thing.
Nick Milder in on that kickoff tackle for the Regals. I think Regina's defense, guys, so far in this first quarter, I think they've been pretty stout.
They have been very, very good. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Vrome in the shotgun with Trimer to his right, wing to the left formation. Vrome takes a snap, fires it down the right sideline. His receiver was tripped up at the 45-yard line. That ball falls incomplete. Second down and 10 upcoming. Sam Brower was the receiver out in the pattern and was tripped up. I think maybe the feet collided with Keeler Brown.
Incidental
contact. Yeah,
incidental, no flag necessary there. Nice job by the officials. Let these guys play.
Same formation. They go up tempo. Four down linemen for Regina. Trimer gets the carry up the middle, has a seam across the 35, 40. He's going to break away. Midfield, 40, 35, 30. Nobody is going to catch him. Touchdown, Pella Christian. 71 yards for Noah Trimer, his 17th touchdown rush of the season. And the Eagles are back on top 13-7 with 1:33 remaining here in the first quarter.
Just a gash play right up the middle.
A counter play. The backside guard, Connor DeBryan, sprung that one right up the middle off left guard. And Nathan DeBryan tacks on the extra point to make it 14-7 with 1:33 remaining here in the first quarter. We're going to step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
14-7, the Eagles lead of Pella Christian lead Iowa City Regina with 1:33 remaining in the first quarter. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner. And guys, interesting pace to this first quarter. A mistake by Regina that allowed Pella Christian to get on the board. A fumbled snap or a high snap into the end zone. And then a 71-yard rush by Noah Trimer has put Pella Christian back in the lead after a response drive by Regina, and the Regals will try to respond once again.
You know, Trimer, once he hit that second level, he just outran every Regal that had a possible angle on him. Great speed. Got Phillips back for the Regals on this kickoff.
DeBryan kicks one off, a booming kick that Phillips will let land in the end zone. And the Regina Regals will take over first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. So Regina on their last drive, 85 yards for their first score of the day. Throwing the football, running run pass options. The capper to it was a 15-yard reception
by Jake Phillips from Michael Conlon. And they'll take over at their own 20-yard line. They'll split Patrick Clark out wide to the left. Scott Arndt in the slot to the right, flanked by Alec Wick. Conlon in the shotgun with Isaac Volstad to his left. Six-man box for Pella Christian. Conlon's going to keep it himself, has room across the 25, 30, 35. He's going to be
on his
feet, 50, 45, 40, down the sideline, trying to outrun the defender. He's going to be finally dragged down at the 16-yard line as he fought out of a tackle at midfield, a gain of 64. And Regina is in the red zone once again, just like that. And that time I mentioned it, a six-man box. Pella Christian respecting the throwing, the passing game of Regina, and there was room in the middle for Michael Conlon to run. Two receivers either side. Conlon looks to the sideline now and slows things down. Four down linemen for Pella Christian. Seven guys in the box. Phillips comes in motion from left to right. They're going to throw it to him in the flat, and he's going to be brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Excellent open field tackle on this side by Tanner Randall. A 5'8", 150-pound junior who has 52 tackles on the season from his strong safety position. Second down and 11 upcoming for the Regals.
Yeah, he was able to get in on Phillips' legs right there.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Wick split out wide right, one-on-one coverage. Hand off to Volstead. He has room. 15, 10. Cuts inside, 5. Reaches for the end zone. He's in. Touchdown, Regals. From 17 yards out. And Regina is an extra point away from tying it once again with 25 seconds remaining here in the first quarter.
Hey, feed the beast right there. That's why you've got to continue to give the ball to Volstead. He will pick up his yards throughout the course of this ball game.
5 plays, 80 yards, a minute, just over a minute off the clock, and the Regina Regals answer. Volstad on for the extra point, low snap handled by Conlon, and Volstad punches it through the uprights. We are tied once again in what has been a very entertaining first quarter of play. These two teams picking up right where they left off just a year ago at Iowa City Regina in what was one heck of a quarterfinal matchup. And it seems, guys, that the offenses have adjusted a little bit to what the defenses are throwing at them.
Well, these coordinators are just, I mean, they are doing an outstanding job paying attention to what the defenses are giving them, and they are taking advantage of that. Again, Coach Ed Hinkle does a phenomenal job as the old coordinator here at Regina. Not afraid to put the ball in the air, even though over the last couple of ball games, Regina's kind of struggled with their passing game. Boy, Mike Conlon, he is on fire right now. He needs a game like this, guys, for four quarters. I think he's got it in him.
14-14, 25 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Number three against number four to decide who plays next week in the winner of our next game between West Lyon and Van Meter. The next game, I should say, today, not our next game. We will not have, we'll have this game to round out KGYM's coverage of the semifinal action here from the Unidome this week. And a short kick once again by Volstad, fielded by Trimer at the 15, across the 20, has a seam to the 25, 30, still on his feet at the 35. A flag flies as he is drugged down at the 40-yard line, but this one looks like it's going to be coming back. The flag down at the 27-yard line as the officials converge to make the call.
Yeah, this is going to be marched back a long ways. It's going to be a spot foul from the 26-yard line.
There's a block in the back against the Eagles.
It's going to go all the way back to the 16-yard line of Pella Christian.
It's about a 24-yard penalty.
Yeah,
they would have had the ball at the 40. Now they're back to the 16. Big penalty.
And again, we talk about those mistakes, right? Both teams have been guilty. Blocks in the back on kickoffs, kickoff returns.
Feinart and Brower split out wide to the right. There's trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Jaden Heisman, the lone receiver, split out wide, one-on-one coverage with Conlin. Vroom is going to hand off to Trimer, who fires it down the right sideline, overshoots his intended receiver at midfield. Excellent coverage by Alec Wick, and a good play not to bite on that handoff to Trimer. Overshoots his intended receiver, Sam Brower.
Tell you what,
a heady play by the freshman.
That's a freshman out there making that play. He didn't get caught up in all the action, the fake.
11 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Trips to the right, two receivers to the left, coming in motion. They're going to fake the handoff on the jet sweep action. Vroom is going to keep it himself up the middle for a couple of yards. We'll call it three. Brought down by Alex Moore. And that will be the last play of the first quarter. Third down and six upcoming for Pella Christian when we begin the second quarter of play. 14-14 to decide in this game to decide who goes on to the state championship game. We're going to step aside for 90 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc, Bob Bobbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
We begin the second quarter of play, 14-14, Iowa City, Regina, and Pella Christian squaring off in this Class 1A semifinal matchup. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Warner in a big-time third down situation upcoming for Pella Christian to begin the second quarter.
You've got a little extended time between the first quarter and the second quarter, the Iowa High School Athletic Association honoring two veterans, one from Pella Christian, one from Regina. Really, really a classy situation right here. The gentlemen are getting huge rounds of applause on Veterans Day. Very, very nice. Shaking hands. It's great. Let's get back to that third down here, Alex.
Third down and six.
Regina defense stepping up. One big gash play by Trimer in that first quarter. Other than that, it's been a really well played game defensively by the Regals. Can there be any more action in the second quarter from what we just witnessed in the first quarter?
That was
fun.
We're going to find out. Third and six from the 20-yard line. Two receivers either side. Now trips to the right side. Regina showing blitz. They're going to bring it. Vroom back to pass. Fires quickly over the middle. Trimer makes the catch, but he's going to be brought down short of the first down at the 24-yard line. The play made by Jake Phillips. An excellent open field tackle. Fourth and two upcoming. And the Eagles will punt the football away.
Yep.
Excellent job by Phillips coming from his free safety position to make the tackle.
Coach Kakmarinski, this is a non-decision for him. It's really, really simple. Punt that ball away and play some defense.
Brower will punt it away.
Got Phillips back.
Phillips back deep
Regals.
To receive. A low wobbly punt. Phillips will let it bounce at the 40, and it takes a sideways bounce.
Fortunate there for Phillips as it's going to be down at the 37-yard line. A 38-yard punt, no return. The Regina Regals looking for their third consecutive touchdown drive. This one, would, if they were able to convert, would be starting in much better field position than the last two.
Yeah, they're sitting in really good shape here. The ball resting at their own 38-yard line. Conlon, all kinds of confidence about him right now, steps into that huddle, makes the play call. The Regals break. Up to the line of scrimmage they come.
Trips to the left. Jaden Keyes, the lone receiver, to the right. Conlon in the pistol. Volstad behind him. Ball on the right hash. The Regals look over to the sideline to get the play. Conlon, short drop, fires to the left flat. Overshoots his intended receiver, Scott Arndt. He had him in the flat. That falls incomplete. Second and 10 upcoming.
I like play calls. First down pass.
It's been open, and they've gone to it the last two possessions.
This is something that probably Regina has not done throughout the course of the last several ball games, throwing on first down. They're really changing things up here, trying to become less predictable.
Exactly the same formation, ball resting on the right hash. Four down lineman shown by Pella Christian. Volstad gets the carry, bounces it outside, has a seam, 45. Midfield down the sideline, 40. He's going to be pushed out of bounds right there at the 40-yard line. A gain of 22 on the play and another gash play for the Regina Regals.
Look at those explosive plays. That was just shy of 25 yards, right? But, boy, that was a nice, nice gain. Volstad, once again, runs with his eyes, bounces it outside, runs to daylight.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right, Conlon with now Jake Phillips in the game. At running back, he stands now to the right of Michael Conlon. Four down linemen and two linebackers set for Pella Christian. Conlon's going to keep it himself off the read option, has room 35. He's going to be stepping out of bounds at the 33-yard line, a gain of 7. Second down and 3 upcoming. And see what happens when you get the pass game going. It frees up the middle of the field in the box. And there's been some running room for both Michael Conlon and Isaac Volstad.
Yeah, they're in a rhythm right now, and it all starts with the center.
Yes, it does.
Cole White
in there at center. Two receivers either side. Volstad gets the handoff up the middle, picks up the first down inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. That's a gain of 6.
You know, that's vintage Volstad right there, just bowling his way to that first down.
Excellent block out in front by Alex Moore, who turned his defender to the inside and allowed Volstad to pick up the first down off of his right hip. Two receivers either side.
Yeah, this offensive line for Regina right now kind of taking control of the trenches.
Three down linemen and a stand-up outside linebacker for Pella Christian. Conlon back to pass, fires near side, one-on-one coverage, leaves it out there, just overshoots his intended receiver in the corner of the end zone. That was Ryan Schott, who looked like he might have had a step on the defender.
Well defended
by Tanner Randall, the strong safety. That brings up second down and 10 for Regina. Now they go with a bunch twins formation to either side. Ryan shot in the backfield. Volstad split out wide in the slot to the left. He's flanked by Patrick Clark. Conlon, he takes a snap. A handoff to Schott, angling left. He has a little bit of a room inside the 25 to the 24. Call it a gain of 3. Third down and 7 upcoming for the Regals.
Hey, you guys, if they don't pick up this first down,
they got two plays to do it.
They have a field goal. Are they going to go to Volstad to kick a field goal?
He was nailing them from 55 in the pregame.
This is his range.
Would be 41 yards if they didn't pick up another yard on this play. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Volstad to the right of Conlon. Four-man rush, set up the screen to Volstad. He tries to make a man miss at the 25, and he doesn't. Brought down right there at the 24-yard line. Brought down by Noah Trimer. No gain on the play. And that brings up fourth down and 7. Will they kick it? Will they go for it? We're going to find out.
I think they bring in a new package. Here comes the field goal. They're going to go for the field goal here. They may need to call a timeout.
They might have to do that.
They've got two left with
only seven on the play clock, and they're going to call their second timeout of the first half with 9:08 remaining here in the first half. So what we're going to do right now, we'll step aside for 30 seconds, and we'll be back. So we'll see if Marv Cook decides to keep his field goal team out there on the field or go for it. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
9:08 remaining in the first half of this Class 1A semifinal matchup between Pella Christian and Iowa City Regina. High school football on the South Gym 106.3 FM and the North Gym 107.5 FM is brought to you by First Federal Credit Union. Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle, Todd Werner, the three-man crew up here in the booth at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Guys, we got back at around 9 o'clock last night, and we were back on the road this morning at about 6:30 a.m. for this 10:06 start to this Class 1A matchup. The decision has been made, and they pull the field goal unit off the field. The Regals are going to go for it. Bunch, twins formation either side. Volstad to the right of Conlin. Pella Christian brings four. Conlin back to pass, has a man out there, and overshoots his intended receiver. That was Jake Phillips, and Phillips wanted a penalty flag. None will be thrown. Turnover on downs. The Eagles will take over from their own 24-yard line. That was Tanner Randall on the coverage. Phillips thought that he was held by Randall. The officials didn't see it that way. The Eagles, first and 10 from their own 24.
Regina going four down linemen.
Four down linemen. Four linebacker set effectively. They're going to hand the ball off to Trimer. He bounces it right. Stiff arms a man across the 30. 35 still on his feet. Dragged down at the 37-yard line. Finally, bringing him down was the nose tackle, Steve Seal. 13 yards on the rush out to the 32-yard line. Excellent run by Trimer, as there were several Regals in pursuit that kind of got caught up inside. An excellent stiff arm by him.
Strong upper body right there.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Trimer with the carry once again, bouncing it outside. And across the 40 to the 45, dragging tackler, spinning out of a tackle. He'll have a first down, a gain of 12 out to the 48-yard line. A strong run from the 5'11", 180-pound junior with over 1,300 yards on the season rushing. Also 535 yards receiving coming into the day.
Brought down finally by Nick Milder over on the far sideline.
Empty set. Five wide receivers, three to the near side, two to the far side. Vroom rolls right. Oh. He's going to be sacked by Isaac Volstad back at the 40-yard line. Volstad came shooting through his gap. A loss of seven on the play. Second down and 17 upcoming.
Hayden Vroom was not expecting this at all. Volstad right up the middle. Takes him to the turf with a little bit of violence right there.
Two receivers either side. Trimer to the right of Rome. Three down linemen for Regina. Send a man in motion. The handoff to Trimer. Angling left. He has a few yards out to, we'll call it three, out to the 44-yard line. Finally brought down by Steve Seal. Also Nick Milder in there on the stop for the Regals. Third down and long upcoming for Pella Christian.
Big play right now for the Eagles.
Third and 13 to be exact from their own 45-yard line. Two receivers either side, three down linemen.
for Regina. They show blitz. They bring four. Vrome rolls to the right. Has a man out there making the catch at the 45-yard line.
Shy.
Just shy. That was Sam Brower with the reception. He's going to be 3 yards shy. And a decision time upcoming for Rich Kaczmarinski and the Eagles.
I think they'll go for it.
Fourth and about three. They're going to go for it.
Yep, I think he's feeling it right now. The offense is moving the ball.
They need the 42-yard line. Two receivers either side. Sending a man in motion to the Eagles. Now trips to the right, one receiver to the left.
Comes a timeout.
A timeout will be called by Pella Christian.
You know what, you guys, these are two really good coaches, aren't they? The coaching staffs and the head coaches. It's kind of
absolutely
a little chess match going on right now.
We're seeing, yeah, you talk about the chess match, we're seeing both coaches adjust on both sides of the football.
On two the offenses. Fly. On the fly, too. It's fast.
Two offenses adjusting to what the other defense is giving them. And two defenses trying to take away strong rushing games from their opponents.
Yeah, now fourth and three, Trimer has just been tough to bring down. I'm not so sure if I wasn't Coach Kak, I wouldn't mind putting the ball in his hands, seeing what Trimer can come up with. I like the counter action with those linemen pulling. Vrome can tuck it and run.
Vrome on the season. Coming into the game, 1,168 yards passing, 1,041 yards rushing. So two 1,000-yard rushers for Pella Christian, and now they send the punting unit.
Watch a fake.
Out on the field. Sam Brower in at least the formation to punt for the time being. Stands back at his own 41-yard line. He's going to kick it away. A high wobbly punt, and it's going to drop at the 10-yard line. And what take a Regina bounce as I see my broadcast partner Gary Fickle pulling his hair out.
Wow.
32-yard punt, no return. Regina's gotten lucky a couple
every,
of times.
Every time on the punts, Alex, they have lucked out. They have not had the Pella Christian, you know, has not had that roll. And Regina is living on the edge here on those punts.
Patrick Clark, the lone receiver to the left, trips to the right. Regina looks over to the far sideline to get the play. Conlon in the pistol. Volstad to his right. The give is to Volstad off the left edge. Fights out of a tackle, but not for long. He's going to be brought down. Right at the line of scrimmage, may have lost a half a yard on the play. Mark Vandahar makes the tackle for Pella Christian. Jace Almelse was the first defender in there to slow him up. Second and 10 upcoming for the Regals. Two receivers either side. Ball on the left hash. Four down linemen shown by Pella Christian. They walk a safety up into the box. Seven man box for the Pella Christian defense. Regina fakes the handoff. Conlon has a seam across the 20, fights out of a tackle, brought down right at the 22. So a gain of about seven. We'll call it third down and three upcoming for Regina.
Nice carry by Mike right there off the left side of that offensive line.
Pella Christian fans come alive on the near sideline. Third and three from the 21. Interesting alignment here. Volstad in the Wildcat.
And they're bringing Cole White back into the backfield.
Two fullbacks lined up in the backfield. Volstad in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right. High snap. Volstad is going to keep it himself, looking for room. Gets outside across the 20, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds shy of the first down. Lost 2 yards on the play, and the high snap kind of threw that one out of whack. Third, fourth down and three upcoming, and a probable punting situation for the Regals.
Conlon will drop back into punt formation for Regina.
Kyle Feinart back deep to receive. for Pella Christian.
Got to figure they're going to put some pressure on Conlon right here.
He stands back at his own 8-yard line. A low end-over-end kick. It goes over Feinart's head, and it's going to drop at the 40. Takes a Regina roll down to the 36-yard line. A 44-yard punt. No return. Pella Christian offense back out on the field after a 90-second timeout. You're listening to high school football on KGYM. 14-all with 5:20 remaining in the first half.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station, vote for mild or spicy, and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairs Ferry and Edgewood.
Welcome back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls. 5:20 remaining here in the first quarter. 14-all in this 1A semifinal between Regina and Pella Christian. Pella Christian gets the ball back. First down and 10 from their own 36-yard line. Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle, and Todd Werner on the call on our South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City and the North Gym 107.5 FM. In Cedar Rapids. Stay tuned this afternoon for Before the Boom, which will be on all three frequencies, taking you up an hour before Iowa and Wisconsin this afternoon, and then After the Final Gun, live from the KGYM studios. First down and 10 as Trimer, well, they fake the handoff to Trimer. Vrome keeps it himself off left tackle, maybe picks up a yard out to the 37-yard line. Second down and 9 upcoming. Luke Stein in on the tackle for the Regals. Just inside of 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Trips to the right side of the field, one to the left. Regina brings the blitz. Vrome rolls right, fires to the near flat. That ball is caught at the 40-yard line. Keeler Brown brings down Trimer after a gain of 3 on the play. And that's going to bring up third down and 6.
Yeah, Brown
for Pella Christian.
Brown was all over that route right there. Good solid tackle. Here we go, boys. Third and 6.
Empty formation. Trips to the left. One receiver to the right. Regina showing blitz. Three down linemen. They bring an extra 3. Vrome throws down the right sideline. That ball is going to fall incomplete as he took a shot in the backfield. He had to get rid of that one quick. That brings up fourth down and 6 for Pella Christian.
Are they saying there's a late flag on the play?
It was on the far side of the field. And it looks like the indication, early indication, is going to be against Pella Christian. Illegal man downfield will be called against the Eagles. And that's going to be declined.
That'll bring up a fourth down punting situation. Again, who was in on that coverage for Regina? Number one.
The freshman, Alec Wick.
Freshman, Alec Wick. Nice job by Wick running stride for stride. With that Pella Christian receiver.
So Pella Christian will punt the football away. Sam Brower stands back at his own 25. Jake Phillips stands at his own 30. A little bit of pressure. Brower gets it away. End over end kick. And it's going to bounce once again at the 25-yard line. didn't take a Pella Christian roll. They down it at the 23-yard line, so Regina will take over first down and 10. 38-yard punt, once again, no return. 4:08 remaining in the first half. Mike Conlon and the offense back out on the field for the Regals. They move from right to left across your radio dial.
Be great for Regina to be able to put some points on the board going into halftime. Break up this 14-14 tie.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Conlon in the shotgun with Volstad to his left. Four down linemen for Pella Christian. They rush four. Conlon back to pass, fires deep down the sideline, has a man out. It's a catch. 40, 35, 30, down the sideline. No one is going to catch Jaden Keys into the end zone. Touchdown, Regina. One-on-one coverage, and Keys burns the cornerback to that sideline.
Wow.
73 yards, and the Regals are back on top. That was Nathan DeBryan, the cornerback, to that side. And Keys gives Regina the six-point lead, and Isaac Volstad will try to tack on the extra point out of the hold of Michael Conlon. And he does just that. 21-14, 3:57 remaining in the first half. A one-play, 77-yard drive. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students, with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. And they keep kids moving all year long. So as the weather cools, move their recreation indoors. Visit the Northwest Recreation Center at 1340 11th Street Northwest for gym and game room activities. You can find the daily calendar of events and times at crrec.org.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp, and Wendy's new side of Sossum sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question...
Ahem! To dip or not to dip, no matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get three tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh-baked cookies in three delicious flavors. Chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
KCIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
The Regals lead Pella Christian, 3:57 remaining in what has been an unbelievably entertaining first half here at the Unidome. Alec Wick will kick this one off, and it's going to trickle past Noah Trimer and into the end zone for a touchdown pass. And Gary, we talked a little bit about the keys to the game coming into this ball game, and one of the keys that you wrote out was that Iowa City Regina's passing game is going to have to be much more effective. Mission accomplished through the first 21 minutes of this football game.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Mike Conlon is, it's not over, but he is accurate. He's just poised. I think, what, Todd, 8 out of 12, one interception, 139 yards. I had jotted down that he needs to be well over 130 on the course of this ball game. So he's going to exceed it. He's just playing fabulous.
Two touchdown passes to one interception. Pella Christian back out on the field. Vrome's going to keep it himself off the read option. He's going to be dragged down by Ryan Schott. We'll call it a gain of two on the play as he scrambled out to the right.
There's a player who hurt Regina last year, Vrome, from his running back position.
Second down and a long eight upcoming for Pella Christian. Wing to the left formation, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Vrome in the shotgun, Trimer to his right, Trimer with a carry up the middle, and he's going to be brought down by Luke Stein at the 24-yard line. It's a gain of three, third down and six, upcoming for Pella Christian.
Boy, Cole White met the lead blocker right in the hole, blew that play up. Stein was the beneficiary on that tackle. Here's that all-important third down once again.
Trips to the left, one receiver out to the right. Trimer in the shotgun, Vrome in the shotgun, Trimer to his right. Four-man rush by Regina. Vrome fires down the near sideline, has him out there. Nice catch at the 45, 40, 30. Pushed out of bounds right there at the 30-yard line. Sam Brower, one-on-one coverage, went up over Alec Wick and pulls down the reception. And now Pella Christian deep into Regina territory on a 49-yard pass hookup.
Perfectly thrown ball, great catch. Well defended by Wick. You just, every once in a while, that 50-50 ball, that went to Pella Christian on that particular play.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Vrome in the shotgun, fakes the handoff to Trimer, throws over the middle. That ball overshoots his intended receiver, Nathan DeBryan, in the seam. Dangerous pass there as Keeler Brown was lurking, but it falls innocently to the turf, second down and 10.
And we have a distance from Pella Christian. We have not seen that play out of Pella Christian yet today. I'm sure they have a lot in their playbook that they can pull out here. Little dump pass over the middle with the linebackers crashing.
Two receivers either side, three down linemen shown by Regina. DeBryan comes in motion. Vroom's going to keep it himself off the fake handoff to DeBryan and get down to the 26-yard line. Gain of about 3.5. Brought down by Ryan Schott.
And that was a big tackle, you guys. There was a lot of real estate to the right side here if Schotty did not make that tackle.
Third down and 6. Upcoming for Pella Christian. Regina showing blitz. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Regina backs off. Vrome fires corner of the end zone. Brower goes up for it. Over Wick makes the catch into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles. They went to the well twice on that play, and both times, Brower burned him.
Just a jump ball in the corner of the end zone.
Pella Christian is an extra point away from tying this game up on a 26-yard touchdown reception.
Just a jump
ball. From Hayden Vrome to Sam Brower. Fourth touchdown catch of the season. The extra point from DeBryan is up, and it's good, and we're tied. 1:59 remaining here in the first half. Don't go anywhere, folks. We've got a fun one here at the Unidome. Two teams that played in a classic game last year. And we might be looking at another
in
2017.
They're on course, right? 21-21 in the first half. Last year in that quarterfinal game, 45-43. Came down to the final player two of the ball game. We're on this. This is fun. This is a sequel of what we saw last year.
The defense has controlled the game in the first quarter. The offenses have responded here in the second quarter. Three touchdowns aside, and Regina will get the football back with one timeout left and a minute and 59 seconds. And the way they're throwing the ball, that's plenty of time, especially since we don't know where they'll have the football. If they can get some good field position off the kickoff, that would certainly help.
Last time Pella Christian elected to kick that low line drive kick, it can give Regina some good field position if they can field the ball cleanly on a bounce here. Boy, this is everything that we wanted to see, you guys. This is what we were hoping for.
Absolutely. Two evenly matched football teams going punch for punch here in the first half. DeBryan's kickoff. It's going to be fielded at the 1 yard line by Phillips across the 5 to the 10, 15, angling right to the 20, steps inside of a tackle, and he'll be brought down at the 23 yard line. A return of 22. 1:52 remaining here in the first half. Regina will bring their offense back out onto the football field.
Coach Hinkle, Mike Conlin on the sideline, confirming what play Coach Hinkle wants run here.
They'll have to go a little bit of tempo here since they do only have one timeout. But that doesn't exclude the run from their playbook at this point yet. Two receivers either side. Four down linemen for Pella Christian. Conlin hands off to Volstad. He's going to be brought down in the backfield. Brought down at the 21-yard line. It looked like the middle linebacker, Jace Almelse, got into the backfield. Second down and 12. Upcoming for the Regals, 1:29 remaining here in the first half. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. One-on-one coverage to the top of the formation. Conlon off play action, going to run the bubble screen out to Wick. He has a catch at the 25, sidesteps a man at the 30. He's going to be close to a first down. He'll have it out to the 33-yard line. That was Alec Wick on the 8-yard reception.
Nice grab by Wick right there. Conlon, nice pass, put it right where it needed to go. First down for the Regals.
Sorry, a gain of 12 on the play.
That's Wick's 25th catch on the season.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right as the clock ticks down under 105 to play. Conlon back to pass. Fires over the middle. Has Phillips at midfield.
Oh!
45. He's brought down at the 44-yard line.
Vrome
brings him down. But once again, Regina's moving the ball.
Hit Phillips in stride. Took him to the turf. Ball's resting at the Eagles 44 with 56 seconds remaining in the half.
Conlon, he's back to pass. One-on-one coverage. Fires top of the formation down the sideline.
Oh, making a catch!
Was that Alec Wick?
Yeah!
It was laying out at the 9-yard line. Over Nathan DeBrien.
Wick's biggest catch, I'll guarantee, of all of this season, right there down that far sideline.
What a catch by the freshman.
Over the shoulder.
And what a throw.
Stretched out.
Put it. Michael Conlon put that ball where only Wick could catch it. Now 42 seconds remaining. First and goal from the 9. Still that one timeout. Conlon, off play action, rolls to his right, has room out in front. He'll run it inside the 5. Reaches
He's
for the goal line. He's in.
Oh-ho!
Touchdown, Michael Conlon. Touchdown, Regina. With 27 seconds remaining, the Regals are back on top.
Taking over at their, 23-yard line?
23-yard line with a minute and 59 seconds remaining, and with 27 seconds remaining here in the first half,
77
Regina's
yards.
Back on the board.
Guys, 77 yards in just a little over a minute.
Volstad on for the extra point. And he puts it right through the uprights, 28-21. And hold on to your hats, folks. Buckle up your seatbelts. 27 seconds. I think we could see two more scores in this first half from either team.
Lots of time left in the first half.
Pella Christian will have two timeouts. With those 27 seconds left on the clock. And they've shown the ability to strike quickly as well. But what a job by Alec Wick, who gave up a couple of deep passes. And that touchdown drive by Pella Christian atones for it with an outstanding catch at the 9-yard line that set up a 9-yard rush by Michael Conlon.
It didn't look like a freshman, did he?
No.
I mean, he played big time right there. They love this kid at Regina. They think that, he has such an upside in football. Conlon, the senior quarterback, leading his team in the semifinal game, 28-21, 27 seconds remaining in the half. Todd, it doesn't get any more exciting than this.
Well, this is what you expect, it's semifinal football.
And number, these two teams have
three.
A history.
Yeah, number three and number four going at it.
These teams have played some really good games, the last couple years, though. It's just here in the dome. We haven't had a close game this season.
This is as it should be right here.
This is right. That's right. This is what you want.
Volstad will kick it away. A low squib kick. And Trimer is going to field it at the 5, across the 10 to the 15, looking for a seam, 25.
He's got room.
He has room, 30. Down the sideline, 40. He is going to be brought down at the 38-yard line of Iowa City Regina with 15 seconds left. A return of 57 yards, two timeouts, 15 seconds left.
Defensively, Regina really needs to know where Brower is going to line up and his route
I'd almost shade him with a second defensive back.
He's split out wide to the near side, two receivers either side. And it looks like there's a timeout on the field.
I think Regina's going to burn their last timeout.
And Regina will take their last timeout. So like you said, Fic, Brower had the two jump balls on the last possession for Pella Christian over one-on-one coverage with Alec Wick.
Definitely an advantage for Brower. I mean, there's a size advantage. He's coming in at 6'5". You've got Conlon. You've got Wick. They're both under 6 foot. So, I mean, you're looking 5, 6, 7 inches. And on that jump ball, boy, oh, boy, that's definitely in the Eagles' corner, I would say, right?
So you think they have about three cracks at this play-wise. They have two timeouts, so that doesn't exclude the middle of the field, which is big.
Correct.
For Pella Christian.
Correct.
First downs, stop the clock.
First down, stop the clock. They can stop the clock twice with timeouts. And depending on how quickly they run the plays, they have 15 seconds to work with.
2 to 3 plays. Realistically here, because if you're going to go downfield on a 7-8 yard route or a 15-18 yard route, that's going to click off some time, plus the ball's in the air.
DeBryan looked to have a good leg too in warmups.
Yes, he did.
Field goal is definitely within within play here.
Two receivers either side, Vrome in the shotgun, Trimer to his right. Four down linemen and one linebacker in the box for Regina. Trimer shifts from right to left. And Vrome is going to run it himself inside the 30, has a seam. He's going to be brought down by Seal at the 26.
Well, Seal got him upstairs and brought him down, spun him around.
That's a gain of 9, and a timeout is taken.
Pella Christian.
Immediately by Pella Christian. So with 9 seconds left, they'll have the ball just outside the zone at the 26.
Yeah, that
so that
took
play ran six seconds.
Yep, 6 seconds right there. So you're going to get possibly two more plays.
We're going to have a second and one situation out of the timeout. And they gave him the first down on that play. So it'll be first down and 10 from the 21. So realistically, two cracks at the end zone, or do you run another play underneath to get closer to the end zone? That's the question.
Yeah.
And yes, there are options here once again for the Eagles.
You know, I as far as a field goal kicker, pretty solid, if I'm not mistaken.
34 yards as far as his long on the year. So,
yeah, DeBryan, 5 for 5 field goals. He's used to it. Extra points. He's 58 out of 64.
It would be a 38-yard field goal from right here.
His long is 34, so he's within range, right?
Ball resting on the right hash. So let's see what the call is from Coach Rich Kakmarinski out of the timeout. Trips to the left.
Yep, they're splitting Trimer out. He's into the slot here on the top side.
Two receivers to the right. DeBryan split out wide to the right. He's flanked by Brower.
Left early.
Quick pass out to Brower in the flat. He makes a one-handed reception. Didn't know it was coming. He'll step out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Vroom threw it before Brower was out of his break, and he had no idea it was coming and saw it at the very last second, and it just sort of wedged its way into the right arm, and he stepped out of bounds with four seconds.
He just stuck it in his hand there. They're going to go for it. Well, here's their final timeout. I think that's the discussion.
So
they're going to kick a field goal, guys.
One timeout remaining. Second down and one. That was the last timeout that they just took there. So decision time for Coach Kakmarinski. Do you go for the end zone? Do you go for the field goal? As we mentioned, well within DeBryan's range from right here, the 17-yard line.
I think Coach had already made up his mind. He just wanted to make sure that he gets all of his guys in on the field goal unit.
28-21 Iowa City Regina. Pella Christian driving once again. This started with 27 seconds left on the clock and a 47-yard return from Noah Trimer down to the Regina 38-yard line. And they're going to send the kicking unit out on the field. Bryant sets down the tee at the 24-yard line. 34-yard attempt. This would tie his season long.
I think every point in this ball game is going to be really important going into that second half.
Out of the hole, a hold of Lawson Bruxfort. The kick is up, and it hits the crossbar and is no good.
I'm not so sure somebody didn't get their hand on that. We'll see that hopefully on the replay.
At the half, Iowa City Regina leads 28-21 in what was a very entertaining half of football in this Class 1A semifinal. What we're going to do right now is we're going to step aside for 3 minutes, and we're going to be back with our halftime report. You're listening to high school football on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the North Gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
It's the Ford year-end sales event.
I can't wait for you to meet my parents.
Yeah, can't wait. Oh, here's a spot.
Can you fit?
Just watch.
I am, and so is my family. Why are you taking your hands off the wheel?
And park.
The Ford Edge, with available enhanced active park assist, makes parallel parking very impressive. They're gonna love you. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Now with exclusive holiday offers. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash on select Fusion, Focus, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Hurry, offer expires November 30th, 2017. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Driver assist features are supplemental and do not replace driver's attention, judgment, and need to control the vehicle. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-222-9133. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-222-9133. That's 800-222-9133. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-222-9133. 800-222-9133.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the Gym.
...28-21, the Iowa City Regina lead over Pella Christian at the half. This Class 1A semifinal matchup to decide who goes on to the state final next week here at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. They'll take on the winner of the next game between Van Meter and West Lyon, the number one and two teams in Class 1A. But the first things first, guys, this battle between the number three and four teams in Class 1A, it was a classic last year, and I think we can label that first half a classic as well. Just two teams trading punches, not only offensively, but defensively as well.
Well coached, well played. The fans are getting their money's worth. That's a great venue in which these two teams can play in the semifinals. We're certainly happy that we're inside on a day like
Absolutely.
Today.
It's cold outside. It's beautiful in the dome, 72 degrees. Just a fantastic first half by both these teams.
Now, Todd, we said coming into this game, and I think it was a point of emphasis for Marv Cook, the passing game for Regina had been very inconsistent all season. It really carried this offense in the first half.
Yeah, it sure did. Patrick Conlon there has been very, I think I called him Patrick, Michael.
Michael.
Patrick's his dad. I went to college with Michael's dad. Been great, 11-15, 205 yards. You know, you talk about big plays, you know, 77-yarder, 35-yarder. I mean, he's really come through today in a big moment when we talked about we needed, you know, something to happen for Regina from Conlon, and he's come through.
You know, not only Conlon, but his receivers. I mean, they're coming up with those catches as well. You know, I look back, and just in my mind, I've got, you know, Wick down that far sideline. Who else? Shot? Did Shot have a catch that was pretty good?
Jake Phillips also had a touchdown reception.
He's had a great first half receiving with his receiving yards. Volstats kept things honest on the ground. It's just been great. And hey, don't forget, that offensive line, they made that change, that critical change at center. That made all the difference in the world.
For the offensive line early on, you kind of saw Pella Christian loading that box and not respecting the passing game from Regina. But as Regina started to burn them on the perimeter a couple of times, not just with the deep balls, but with some of those short and intermediate passing routes, you saw them soften up in the middle, and that opened up some lanes for Volstad and Michael Conlon to run the football.
Look for more in the second half of what you just said, Alex. I mean, that's the passing game, surprisingly, will open up that running game. And typically at Regina, it's the other way around, where that running game behind Volstad would open up the passing game. But, you know, it's almost like they've flipped the coin around for this particular ball game, throwing a little bit different twist, a little different wrinkle at Pella Christian, and they can just take out all the tendencies, the defensive coaches at Pella Christian, they can tear up those sheets, because I don't think Regina's following that.
Absolutely. They came into this game thinking that Regina was going to try to run the football. What did you say, 205 first half passing yards for Michael Conlon?
Todd? Exactly. Yeah. Yes. 11-15, 205 yards passing, two touchdowns, you know, but then
they're
Conlon,
getting it down on the ground, though,
Conlon's
too, you guys.
Getting it done on the ground, too. He's got 101 yards rushing himself on just eight carries. He had the big run of 64 yards that set up the touchdown in the second quarter there. You know, the whole offense is running right through him. They've kept Volstead in check for the most part. 11 carries, 45 yards. But the threat of Volstead has opened up Michael Conlon when they run that read option and the defense takes that extra step towards Volstead. Conlon has made some really good reads, kept that ball, and gotten some good yardage.
You know, we talked with Coach Cook in regards to it can't just be Isaac Volstad. He needs his teammates to come through and play their A game. Hey, guys, is that an A game or is that an A-plus game so far?
Absolutely an A-plus game through, especially offensively for this team, through one half of play. Defensively, you saw early on them control their line of scrimmage, but this Pella Christian offense themselves is very explosive. And they've hit a couple of big plays themselves.
Well, you've got Trimer on that long, long touchdown run that went up the middle. I mean, his speed, he's going to be one of those guys in the second half that Regina's going to definitely have to bottle up. And then all of a sudden you saw Brower, you know, emerge as that go-to guy as far as a receiver. I think they're going to try to exploit him as well with that size disadvantage on the Regina defensive backs.
Absolutely. So we're going to... I'm the PA staff here at the Unidome giving us some updates on college football scores, and I think I heard Iowa State up 13-0 over Oklahoma State in the first quarter. Can't be sure about that. I will check that here in just a second, but you can hear that game, John Walters' call, over on our AM frequency, 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Thank you to Jeff Downing back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids for keeping us on the air all morning and then into the afternoon here in just about 20 minutes here in Cedar Falls. Guys, let's look back to last night and look ahead to next Friday night. Iowa City West with a convincing 23-0 victory where their defense completely stymied Bettendorf. They head in to a rematch against Dowling Catholic in what is going to be a very intriguing matchup here at 7 p.m. on next Friday night.
Well, you know, typically at this point we would be talking about Evan Flitz and that offense, but I think we have to put that group kind of on the back burner.
Yes.
And let's go to that defense that the Trojans displayed last night. It was just, to me, sheer dominance over a very, very loaded Bettendorf offense.
Yes, it was. And I got the quick score update. 14-0 is the lead for Iowa State over Oklahoma State in the first quarter. Heading into that game next week, we talked about the offense for Iowa City West. They didn't play necessarily a clean game yesterday. You saw some mistakes. You saw some turnovers. You saw some penalties. If they can play a clean game, if they can get Travis Buchanan back, it was a game last year, and we could see another one this year.
Well, I think it could realistically have a different outcome this year. And I think that's the mindset of West High. I think last year West High was happy to get into the championship game. I think, and whether they tell you this or not, I think there was some doubt in the players' minds whether they could get the job done or not. I don't think there's any doubt in these guys' minds this year. I mean, there's the difference. There's the growth of these athletes. You've got Dylan Doyle and the rest of that crew. They're rock solid. You know, we were talking also on the way up where, well, you know, Dowling's got Wagner, and they've got this guy, and they've got that guy. And, you know, they're being recruited by Iowa. And so, well, guess what? West High has those guys, too.
They do.
You've got Doyle. You've got Mabry. You've got other players that are, if they're not Division I, you know, they're solid Division II players. Colleges are going to want a lot of these Trojans for the future.
Yes, they will. What we're going to do right now is we're going to step aside for 1 minute, and we're going to come back with the second half of play in this Class 1A semifinal. Regina 28, Pella Christian 21. The Eagles will get the football out of the second half break. We'll step aside. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to high school football on the South Gym 106.3 FM in Iowa City and the North Gym 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Carl, how is it you're always golfing? I thought you owned a business.
I own a Reese and Irby's robot franchise, Bob.
Robots? What do they do?
They serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt in just 60 seconds with a choice of 6 tasty toppings. I've got robots in malls, movie theaters, and hospitals, and the franchisor secured these locations for me.
Sounds so easy.
Yep, managing my robots is simple. Each takes about 2 hours of maintenance a week, leaving me plenty of time to practice my short game.
Oh, nice shot. Looks like I need to get some Reese and Irby's robots.
Easiest employees you'll ever have. Just go to frailfranchising.com. Reese and Irby's will supply everything you need. They even secure you high traffic locations. Hey, where are you going?
To learn more about a Reese and Irby's franchise opportunity.
To learn more about your Reese and Irby's Froyo robot franchise opportunity, go now to froyofranchising.com and use promo code 6767. froyofranchising.com, promo code 6767. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 6767.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Welcome back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls. 28-21 is the Iowa City Regina lead at the half over the Pella Christian Eagles. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle, Todd Werner, Jeff Downing back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids is our producer. Guys, we've broken down the first half of play, and one thing we didn't really hit on was the change in momentum for Iowa City Regina almost certainly came after a change was made at the center position. The first touchdown of the game by Pella Christian was scored on a botched snap that went well over the head of Michael Conlon and was recovered by Pella Christian in the Regina end zone. After that play, we saw Cole Wright came into the game, and things have settled down since then.
Absolutely. You know, we saw it from up here, and I'll guarantee you guys, if we see it, the coaches see it. And give them all the credit in the world to make that change. Again, on the fly, it wasn't made at halftime. It was made during the game. They made that quick decision, and it's been the difference maker in this ballgame.
We talked about Cole Wright. First 2 weeks of the season, and this Cole White, I should say. First 2 weeks of the season, he was not eligible to play. And Marv Cook was saying, okay, well, this guy comes. He's a difference maker. He's a difference maker. He's a difference maker. He has been a difference maker from what we saw earlier in the season, both sides of the football.
Yeah, to this point right here, he may not have the stats coming into the halftime, but he's been really, really physical out there on that line of scrimmage, as well as the rest of the defensive players for Regina. I'm impressed with the way they're playing on both sides of the ball, defensive line, offensive line. I think that's the thing that has caught me most by surprise, Regina's physicality here. They've really stepped up to the plate.
Now, defensively, Pella Christian has figured some things out a little bit here late in the first half, and they will get the football to begin the second half of play. Iowa City Regina in their white jerseys with navy blue pants and navy blue helmets, and the maroon jerseys with gold lettering and gold helmets and gold pants for Pella Christian.
Probably the biggest thing that occurred in that first half too was the fact that Pella Christian could not get on the board right at the end of the half, whether it was the missed field goal or a touchdown. I think that's going to play heavily here with Regina, up a touchdown going into the second half.
So Regina will kick the football away. We are just about ready for the third quarter here at the Uni Dome. An excellent Pella Christian contingency here on the near sideline. Like you said, Gary, somewhat of a home game feel for the Eagles here at the Uni Dome.
Both teams coming back out on the field with a little bit of a break, a little rest. You know that adjustments were made at halftime. Coaches do a great job. Coach Cook, obviously, we've talked for a number of years how great staff that he has at Regina. Coach Kakmarinski has the same at Pella Christian. Just exactly what you want in high school football. Championship caliber play for the semifinals.
Volstead tees it up from his own 40-yard line. Trimer back deep to receive. He'll field this one at the 9, across the 10 to the 15, 20, 25. Burst of speed to the 30, drags tacklers to the 34. A 25-yard return, and that's where Pella Christian will take over first down from their own 34-yard line.
Young Alec Wick in on that tackle, bringing down Trimer. What will Pella Christian do? Are they going to go right to the air right away or feed the ball to Trimer? Lots of weapons available to the Eagles.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Vrome in the shotgun. Trimer gets the carry off left tackle. It has a little bit of a room, maybe 2 yards on the play. Brought down by Isaac Volstad from his middle linebacker position, second down and 8. Upcoming for the Eagles.
One of the changes that the Regals have made defensively, they're putting Conlon out on Brower, and they put Wick up to the top side to the other receiver.
One receiver to the left, trips to the right. Vrome fakes the handoff to Trimer, runs it himself, and he's going to be brought down from the backside by Luke Stein. Came unblocked from the left side of the line of scrimmage, only a gain of 1 on the play, 3rd and 7. Upcoming for the Eagles.
Stein did a great job. Didn't get too deep into the backfield. Flattened out. Ran down the line of scrimmage. Had that backside pursuit. Came up with a tackle.
Two receivers either side. Now one comes in motion from left to right. It's Kyle Feinart. Trips to the right side. One receiver to the left. Vrome in the shotgun. 3 down linemen shown by Regina. And as the play clock winds down, Pella Christian will take a timeout. So before this third down and 7, Pella Christian takes a timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football on KGYM.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp, and Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question,
ahem, to dip or not to dip? No matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get three tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh baked cookies in three delicious flavors. Chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
10:45 remaining in the third quarter. Pella Christian trails Iowa City Regina 28-21. And they will have a third down and seven opportunity on their first possession of the second half, coming from their own 37-yard line. Trips to the wide side of the field. One receiver to the left. Vrome in the shotgun. Three down linemen. As Regina shows blitz, they're going to run the counter play to Primer. He gets outside, and he'll pick up the first down across the 45 to midfield. Noah Trimer on the counter play picks up 14 yards, finally brought down by Alec Wick.
Wick needed to bring him down because there were no other Regals out there in coverage.
Wing to the left formation, twins receivers to the right, one to the left. Vrome will hand off to Trimer, who cuts it back right, looking for room. Stiff arms, a man, he doesn't get away.
Phillips.
From Jake Phillips, who brings him down for a six-yard loss all the way back to the Pella Christian 44-yard line.
Yeah, Phillips just a good, solid tackler. Started out around the knees, got down to the ankles. Brought Trimer down. Trimer's a deceiving running back. He's a lot stronger than what you think.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Vrome off the play. He's going to give to Trimer, who bounces it outside, gets outside across inside Regina territory all the way down to the 44-yard line. So that's going to bring up a third down and manageable situation, third and five.
Brought down.
A gain of 12 on the play.
Brought down by Nick Milder for the Regals.
So what is the call here from Coach Kak Marinsky? Trips to the right, empty formation, two receivers to the left. Regina showing blitz. They're going to bring it. Vrome's going to keep it himself, nowhere to go. Brought down by Nick Milder in the backfield. All the way back at the Regina 48-yard line. Fourth down and nine upcoming for Pella Christian.
Stein did a nice job from his left defensive end position, absorbed the block. Milder slipped in behind, bringing Vrome down to the turf. Punting situation.
So Brower will punt it away. Jake Phillips back deep to receive.
Anything can happen from here on out. Watch fakes.
A booming, spiraling punt. Phillips is going to let it bounce inside the five, and it's going to go into the end zone despite an effort from Nathan DeBryan. Goes into the end zone, first down and 10 from the 20-yard line. A 48-yard punt, but just a net of 28 yards as Regina, with their first possession of the second half, takes over from their own 20.
Can they start out how they finished? I mean, they finished strong offensively. Really rolled right along, 350 yards in that first half for the Regals.
Two receivers either side, Conlin in the shotgun, Volstead to his right. They look over to the sideline. Get the play call from that far sideline.
Coach Hinkle flashing the signs in.
Conlin back to pass. Steps up in the pocket, throws over the middle. Phillips adjusts, makes the catch of the 40.
Oh,
away midfield. 45. In the middle of the field, 40, 35, 30. Brought down to the 29-yard line. Jake Phillips was covered by two guys. Adjusted, came back to the football. Made several Pella Christian defenders miss and gains 51 yards on the reception.
Here again, a strike by Conlin. Phillips has been here. He's done that before.
Ryan Schott will check in. He splits out wide to the left. He's in the slot, flanked by Alec Wick. Scott Art in the slot right as Conlin off the fake to Volstead, keeps it himself up the middle, has some room, down to about the 25-yard line. That's a gain of about four. Second down and six upcoming for Regina.
Here again, Conlon doing it both with his arm and his feet.
Regina rotating in some offensive linemen.
I think that's one thing that they've been able to do since the second week in that district play. They've been able to get a lot of players playing time, and that experience is paying off for him right now.
Conlon off the play action, sets up the bubble screen to Wick, who makes the catch and does a good job of getting something out of nothing. He picks up two after making a man miss down to about the 24-yard line. Third and five upcoming for Regina.
Phillips coming into the ball game. He took the last two plays off to try to get his breath, get a little rest.
Phillips in, shot checks out.
Conlon setting his players up where he wants them.
Scott Arndt and Alec Wick in the slot to the left, flanked by Patrick Clark as Jake Phillips splits out wide to the right. And Marv Cook did not like that alignment, and so he elects to take a timeout. That's the first of the half with 6:53 remaining here in the third quarter.
Again, two timeouts, one from the Eagles, one from the Regals, early in the second or in the third quarter.
Hey, the Regina coaches, I think, sense though that this is a big play.
Oh, this is
right
huge
here.
Yeah.
Mean, you could put points on the board here on this drive and get up by two scores. You know, I don't think 28 points is certainly not going to win this game.
It's not going to hold up, is
but
it,
if
Todd?
You can go up two scores, that's at this point, you know, you're midway through the third quarter. You know, anytime you can get up at this point in the game, that's big.
Well, then you have to figure, okay, if it's a seesaw back and forth, you score, you got to answer a score. If you can get up two possessions or two touchdowns, or not necessarily two touchdowns, but two scores, that's huge.
Third down and five from the Pella Christian 24-yard line. Tight twins formation either side. Conlon in the shotgun. Pella Christian sends the blitz. Conlon rolls to the right, trying to escape pressure. He's going to run it himself, and he's going to be brought down out of bounds. We'll see where they're going to say he stepped out all the way back at the 29-yard line. So that's going to bring up fourth down, and Regina's going to go for it, and that was a good call. He stepped out way back at the 29.
Oh, you know what they're going to do here, guys.
No, they're going to kick it. 46-yard attempt upcoming for Isaac Volstead. He was good from 55 in pregame warmups.
You have to figure, how much does he have in his legs after playing a full half?
Oh, plenty of distance, and that would have been good from 60.
Isaac Volstead,
31-21, Iowa City, Regina, and it looked like a cannon just exploded off of the foot of Isaac Volstead. And the Regina Regals take a 10-point lead with 6:42 remaining in the third quarter. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. Greeny, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. Kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Our unlimited plan with 10 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, is just $45 a month, with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Isaac Volstead from 46 yards out makes it 31-21 Regina with 6:42 remaining in the third quarter. Alec Wick will kick it off. Noah Trimer back deep to receive. Short kick, and this one's going to go right out of bounds. Kicked out of bounds, and Pella Christian will take over from their own 35-yard line.
Yep, here we go. Bella Christian going to take over at their own 35. This defense, though, from Regina, you guys, they played really, really well with the exception of maybe one, two plays, right? They just have to continue that. Defensive backs identify Brower, number 82. He's on the near side, closest to us. Got Conlon out on him. Got to figure at some point, Vroom's going to have to put the ball back up in the air for him.
Two receivers either side. Trimer to the left to Vroom. Roman's in the shotgun. Three down linemen for Regina. Quick throw out to the near flat. It's caught, but right there to make a play was Michael Conlon at the 36-yard line. Reception goes for 2 yards to Nathan DeBryan. We'll call it one, actually. Second down and nine upcoming for the Eagles. These corners and safeties of Regina are coming up and making hits on Pella Christian receivers almost nearly right at the same time as they're making the catch.
Soon as the ball arrives, yep, as soon as the ball arrives.
Vroom rolled to the left, and two Regina defenders were right in his face. Isaac Volstad was one of them. He's going to be brought down for a loss of 5 yards by Cole White. Third and 15 upcoming. Nick Milder and Isaac Volstead were the two defenders out to the left of the formation.
They blew the play up.
Blew that play up, and Cole White cleaned it up. Third and 15, three receivers to the left, one to the right. They're going to hand off to Trimer going left. He bounces it outside. He's brought down in the backfield. Brought down by Isaac Volstead and Keeler Brown, a one-yard loss, fourth and 16, and the Eagles will punt the football away. An excellent stand by Iowa City Regina's defense.
I would say, Alex, and again, you guys, we haven't seen them play since week number two, but I would say this is probably their best football game they've played in the last, you know, 7-8 weeks.
Brower gets away a high spiraling punt, and Phillips lets it bounce, and this time he's not so lucky. It takes a huge Eagles roll down to the 11-yard line. 57-yard punt, and that time there was no excuse to not go up and fair catch that one.
Yeah, I don't.
It was in the air a long time, and he was under it.
I don't understand why we're not catching that ball in the air. And I'm watching Phillips right now. It looks like he's grabbing his toes, pulling up on the toes. It's a little sign of cramping. We're getting to that stage of the game, you guys, where it could become a factor.
A timeout is called on the field. 4:53 remaining in the third quarter. Regina leading Pella Christian 31-21. We're going to step aside for 90 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do not make this huge weight loss mistake. Thousands of people who struggle with weight make the same mistake and fail to hit their goal. They spend too much time focusing on their waistline and no time focusing on their thyroid. Your thyroid is a small gland in your neck that controls metabolism. So why would you ignore it? Try a free 30-day supply of Thyroid 180, a patent-pending formula with ingredients to help support healthy thyroid hormone levels and improve your metabolism more than exercise alone. We're talking about finally seeing a difference everywhere. Try your first 30-day supply free when you text the word DROP to 484848. Pay only shipping and handling. No more weight loss mistakes. Try Thyroid 180 free. Text DROP to 484848. Text DROP to 484848.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
KZIA HD3.
4:53 remaining in the third quarter. Class 1A semifinal. Regina leads Pella Christian 31-21. The Regals are back out on offense. Out of the timeout. First and 10 from their own 12-yard line. Alex Kuhn, Gary Fickle, and Todd Werner. Jeff Downing, our producer, back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Conlon in the shotgun. Volstad to his right. Volstad gets the carry and gets drilled in the backfield and brought down at the 9-yard line. A loss of 3 on the play. Making the tackle was Moises Carballo from his nose tackle position. Second down and 13 upcoming for the Regals. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Four down linemen. Pella Christian showing blitz. Regina looks to the sideline to get the play. Eight on the play clock.
Full stat. Nope, he's going to stay over to Conlon's left side.
With 2 seconds, Conlon takes the snap. He's going to run it himself up the middle, has some room out across the 10 to the 12. Did the ball come out? I think it did.
I think he was down.
Hey, Conlon still's down.
Conlon is still down on the turf.
Cramping, it looks like.
Yep.
It looks like it is. He's reaching for that right calf. And now they point the toe, push the toe backwards. So he'll have to come out for a play.
And in will come freshman Cook.
3:56 remaining in the third quarter. Conlon cramping up a little bit. So Ashton Cook will have to come into the game. The lefty. And the
just keep it. You've got to figure. He's just
and the freshman.
He's just going to keep it really, really simple. Probably going to hand off to Volstadt.
It's third down and 10. They could theoretically use their second time out of the half and bring Conlon in. They probably will not do that.
I think they've got enough confidence in Ashton. He's played throughout the course of the season, had an opportunity again in some ball games, so it's not like he hasn't played at all.
6'3", 160-pound, left-handed throwing freshman checks into the game, trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Cook, back to pass, fires deep down the sideline, has a man out there. It's Keys, 40, 45, midfield. He's going to go all the way. 88 yards, Ashton Cook to Jaden Keys, 37-21, Iowa City Regina. And that, how is that for keeping it conservative
My
with the freshman?
Goodness, I would never have guessed that in a million years.
I knew they were going to do that.
Oh, yeah, sure you did.
I was going to say something. Watch him go deep.
Yeah. To Keys.
Yeah, to Keys.
Oh,
second 70-plus yard touchdown reception of the day.
Keys caught the other touchdown pass on that same play down the same sideline earlier in the first half.
What a turn of events, and more cramping up. This time a Pella Christian player down on the field before the extra point, and what a huge touchdown that is in this game.
Well, it gives Regina a little bit of breathing room here in the second half.
Pella Christian will not go away. Last year, they fought tooth and nail to get back in that game. And Ashton Cook dropped it right in the bucket to Jaden Keys, who had a step on Nathan DeBrien, who was the injured player, and he is walking off toward the sideline under his own power, so that's good to see.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know what that reminds me of? That play right there, left-handed Cook going out to Keys. That looked like you two guys down on the turf before the ball game. Alex Kuhn is a left-handed tosser, and he was finding Todd Werner deep into the end zone. When nobody else was around, these two guys were playing around like little kids out there.
I posted
it was fun to watch.
Posted it on our Instagram, basically saying that making the claim that Coach Farley was a little disappointed we didn't have any more eligibility
left. Remaining.
Rogers to Nelson.
And the extra point from Isaac Volstadt is no good. He shanked it to the left off the crossbar. And no good. 37-21, the Iowa City Regina lead, 3:43 remaining in the third quarter. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students, with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. And they keep kids moving all year long. So as the weather cools, move their recreation indoors. Visit the Northwest Recreation Center at 1340 11th Street Northwest for gym and game room activities. You can find the daily calendar of events and times at crrec.org.
I don't know.
Wick will kick it off. Trimer back deep to receive. Short kick. It's going to be fielded by an up back at the 30, across the 35. Wrestled down at about the 37-yard line. They'll give him forward progress to the 39. So a 10-yard return. And Pella Christian will take over from their own 39-yard line, trailing Regina 37-21.
Scotty Arn in on that tackle. Now here's where the defense needs to stand tall here. Mike Conlon is not in on defense right now, still taking care of that cramping issue. He's over on the far side. They've brought Wick back to cover up Brower. And who is on the top side?
Todd? Keys.
Keys is okay.
Yep.
Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Vrome back to pass, fires deep down the right sideline, throws up a duck, and it falls incomplete. Pella wanted a flag. The intended receiver was Brower. Wick, a little handsy, but the ball was so far underthrown that they weren't going to get a call. Second and 10 upcoming. Dangerous throw there.
Really the first poorly thrown ball from Vrome I've seen in this game.
They go back to that same formation. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Trimer, they fake it to him. Vrome's going to keep it himself. Has room, bounces it outside across the 45 to the 49-yard line. Depends on where they mark it out. Well, they're going to say he stepped out at the 47, so that's a gain of 8. Cole White pushed him out of bounds. Third and short, third and about 2 upcoming for Pella Christian. A crucial down and distance for the Eagles right here. Same formation. Three down linemen for Regina. They show blitz. They back off. They rush 4. Vrome deep down the sideline has a man out there. It's caught. Caught at the 21-yard line. That was caught by Jaden Heisman. His 14th catch of the season. And the Eagles are back in the red zone. This time over Jaden Keys, a gain of 25 on the play. Ball down at the 23. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. They go up tempo. Vrome in the shotgun, Trimer to his left. Vrome keeps it himself, has room on the counter, cuts inside a tackle inside the 20 and down to the 18-yard line, a gain of 5.
Stein in on the tackle for the Regals.
Second and 5 upcoming for Pella Christian.
Keep in mind the score is 37-21, 16-point difference. Need a touchdown and a 2-point conversion, followed up by another touchdown and a 2-point conversion if you are the Eagles.
They go up-tempo once again. Trimer gets the carry, cuts inside a tackle, down to inside the 15. He has the first down to the 12. Gain of 6. You didn't think Pella Christian was going to go away, did you?
Oh, absolutely not.
They are right back down in striking distance. First and 10 from the 12. They've gone primarily out of this formation for the duration of this possession. Vrome keeps it himself inside the 10. 5, reaches for the end zone. Touchdown, Pella Christian. From 12 yards out, Hayden Vrome cuts it back to a 10-point game.
Keeler Brown met him right at the goal line, but Vrome just had too much momentum.
They're going to kick the extra point. With 2:22 remaining in the third quarter, they're going to kick the extra point. A late straggler coming out onto the field. Trailing by 10, this to make it a 9-point game. DeBryan's kick is up, and it is good. 37-28, the Regina lead, 2:22 remaining as the Eagles respond in the fashion that they do. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
2:22 remaining in the third quarter, 37-28. Iowa City, Regina leads Pella Christian in this Class 1A semifinal matchup between the Eagles and the Regals. The Regals will get the ball back. DeBryan kicks it off. Jake Phillips back deep to receive. He will not have a chance to as DeBryan kicks it through the end zone. First down and 10 upcoming for Regina from their own 20-yard line.
Our question's being answered right now. It's Ashton Cook that will step back out on the field for the Regals.
We have not seen Conlin in the game
since he cramped up.
Since it appeared that he had cramped up. So Ashton Cook back in the game at quarterback. As I mentioned, 6'3", 160 pounds. He's a freshman for the Regals. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Cook in the shotgun. And a bad snap. Volstad picks it up, bounces it outside to the 20, picks up, runs over a tackler at the 25, and picks up 5 yards. Out to the 25-yard line. Second and 5 upcoming for the Regals. That snap was well to the right of Ashton Cook, almost directly to Volstad. That was a tough run there by the Regal senior.
Well, he was headsy to be able to pick that ball up off the turf.
Same formation, this time a low snap. Volstad has room across the 30. Drags tacklers to the 35, out to the 37-yard line. First down for Isaac Volstad in a gain of 12.
You need this offensive line to kind of take over this third quarter with 1:43 remaining. Regina doesn't necessarily need to score here, you guys. Keep that in mind, but they do need to move the chains. Take that time off the clock.
9-point lead for Regina. Just over 90 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Cook in the shotgun. Volstad to his right. Hand off to Volstad up the middle. There's a hole across the 40, inside to the 45, all the way out to the 47-yard line. That's a gain of 8 for Isaac Volstad, who's a little slow to get up. Second down and 2 upcoming for Regina.
Got Phillips now in for Volstad. Isaac's going to head to the sideline, get a little water break. Took a shot upstairs on that run.
Second down and 2. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Cook in the shotgun, low snap, handoff to Phillips. He'll have room off right tackle. He gets the first down and a gain of 2 out to the 49-yard line.
Phillips is down with a cramp.
Couple of bad snaps here on this possession, and Cook has handled them. Volstad handled one of them.
Now they're going to Milder, or possibly Schott. It's going to be Schott as a tailback.
Schott is to the left of Ashton Cook. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Cook is in the shotgun. Four down linemen for Pella Christian. They bring an extra guy. Five-man rush. Throws down the right sideline. Looking
Wick.
For Wick at the 19-yard line. Did he make the catch?
Yes.
He did. Alec Wick, a freshman-to-freshman connection, 32 yards. And with 8 seconds remaining in the first or the third quarter, Regina is back in the red zone.
Ashton Cook's going, hey, this isn't so hard playing quarterback at the varsity level as a freshman.
And that's how we're going to end the third quarter of play. 37-28 Regina, and they're threatening once again. We'll step aside for 90 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station, vote for mild or spicy, and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the Friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Iowa City Regina over Pella Christian as we are about ready to start the fourth quarter of play. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner. And guys, Michael Conlon went out. The quarterback went out with an injury. We have not seen him. We see him over there on the sideline hobbling just a little bit. Ashton Cook has come in and has completed a couple of passes, including a deep pass to Jaden Keys, and has Regina back in the red zone.
Yeah, right now Regina is kind of down a few players here. Phillips is out of the ball game. Isaac Volstad is out of the ball game currently. Mike Conlon's out of the contest. So thank goodness for depth out of Regina. Even though it's a small squad, they do have depth. Coach Cook is able to rely on some players coming in and playing very well.
Including his son. The quarterback of the future is the quarterback of the here and now for the Regina Regals, freshman.
Here comes Volstad back into the ballgame. I think he just was a bit tired, needed to hydrate. I think Phillips will probably be the same thing. They'll get him back into the game here real soon.
You see Phillips and Conlon over on the far side stretching out their calves, kind of over on the underneath the bleachers there.
It's
just
painful.
Just trying to stretch.
Yeah.
You talked about cramps?
Sure, absolutely.
Prior to the game.
Ashton Cook in the shotgun, Volstad to his right. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Cook, low snap once again, and Volstad picks it up. He's brought down to the backfield. A loss of 6 on the play. That was the third bad snap as Trevin Cadwell brings down Volstad. This one to the right and low. And the ghosts of the bad snap are returning here in the fourth quarter. Second down and 18 from the 27-yard line of Pella Christian. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right, one-on-one coverage with Jaden Keys. Cook hands off to Volstad. He tried to cut back and he fell down. All the way back at the 28-yard line, he saw a hole.
Yeah, he saw the lane.
And he was a little frustrated with himself because that would have been a chunk play. Instead, it's a loss of 1. Third down and 19 upcoming for the Regals. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Cook in the shotgun. He gets a low snap. His knee was down on the ground, and they're going to say that he was down, which he was, all the way back at the 33-yard line.
Well, that just took him out of field goal range, too, I would imagine.
We'll
so
see.
Now it's Coach Cook trying to decide what he wants to try to do here. Pooch punt.
So that's all the way back to the 33-yard line. It'd be about a 51-yard field goal. And I think that Marv Cook is legitimately thinking about having Isaac Volstad possibly kick this ball. For the time being, the offense stays out on the field, and that's going to be the decision. Fourth and 24.
I'd look for Keys down the far side or the near side.
Cook Back to pass. Fires it deep down the seam, and he's going to overshoot his receiver. That was Phillips out there at the five-yard line. That turnover on downs, and Pella Christian gets the football back, trailing by just nine.
Conlin's back on the field now to play some defense. Got Volstad out on the field. You got Phillips onto the field, so your players are back out there, those three seniors. They're the ones that are going to have to get the job done here down the stretch.
So Hayden Vrome and company back out on the field.
We've got a nine-point lead right now by Regina, and then you've got to ask yourself, how important was that 46-yard field goal, you guys?
Huge. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Vrome in the shotgun, Trimer to his right. Quick pass out to Trimer, makes a catch at the 30, trying to get upfield. He will not. Brought down by Isaac Volstad.
Did he get back to
the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, I don't think he made it back to the line of scrimmage.
Loss of about one on the play. Jake Phillips also in there on the tackle. Second and 11 upcoming for the Eagles.
These players are gassed right now. You're used to 30 and 40 degrees. You come in at 72 degrees and it's humid.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Vrome takes the shotgun snap, pass down the right sideline, throws up a duck. His receiver tries to adjust to it, and a flag flies. It's incomplete, and I think they're going to get Michael Conlin for either pass interference or holding. Brower was the intended receiver. And they're going to call pass interference on Michael Conlin. A bailout call there for Pella Christian. Oh,
wow.
They showed the replay. Oh, man. Not only was it not pass interference, ball was underthrown by about 5 yards. Probably not catchable, but the call was made, and Pella Christian will take it. First and 10 from their own 48-yard line. Two receivers either side. Keeler Brown gets the carry on the end around. He has room across midfield. 45 bounces outside. 40, 35, 30. Finally dragged down right there at the 30-yard line. Sorry, that was Matthew DeBryan. I got that confused. Brought down by Jaden Keys and Keeler Brown. He actually missed a tackle right at around the 35-yard line. So Pella Christian is in business.
Regina needs to stiffen up defensively right now.
Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Vrome in the shotgun. Regina blitzes deep down the sideline. Throws a catchable ball out there. It falls incomplete. It looked like it went through the hands of Jaden Heisman. That was one of the better balls that Vrome had thrown all day. Nice spot, tight spiral out in front of his receiver. Jaden Keys on the coverage. Second and 10 upcoming.
Yeah, that was a touchdown, guys, if he just would have focused a little harder. That just went right off his fingertips.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Vroom in the shotgun. He hands off to Trimer up the middle. He has room inside the 25, down to the 21, a gain of 8. Third down and 1 upcoming for Pella Christian. Ryan Schott finally made the tackle.
These timeouts are going to come in at important points of the ball game. Each team has two timeouts remaining.
Now a receiver on the near sideline for Pella Christian, tying his shoe. So an equipment timeout taken on the field. And that's Trimer, so he'll actually have to come off for a play. We'll see what Pella Christian elects to do without their leading running back out on the field. They're going to send Jace Almelce out there to be the running back. Third and 1 from the 21. Two receivers either side. Vrome sends a man in motion, hands the ball off at the 20, looking for space, trying to cut it back. He's going to be brought down at the 24-yard line. That was Kyle Feinart brought down in the backfield. Loss of 3, 4th and 4 upcoming for Pella Christian.
Scotty Arne in on that tackle. Swells Michael Conlon.
They're going to go for it. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Feinart to the right of Vrome. Vrome back to pass, looks to the left, fires over the middle. That ball is tipped and caught. It's caught at the 15-yard line, and did he bobble it and fumble it? There's a pile at the 16-yard line. The officials say it looks like the receiver still has the football, and he does. That was Feinart.
Gutsy call, gutsy play. Paid off for the Eagles.
Little bit of fortune there as the ball was popped in the air by Nick Milder, who got a hand on the football, and it went right in the hands of Feinart. First down to the 16. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Vrome in the shotgun, whistles before the play, and it looks like Marv Cook was going to want a timeout. He takes a timeout. We'll take a timeout with him. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
7:34 remaining in this Class 1A semifinal, and it has been a dandy. And we are a mile away from the finish line. 37-28 Regina. Pella Christian with the ball, first down and 10 at the Regina 16-yard line. Vrome in the shotgun. Regina showing blitz. Feinart comes in motion. Vrome keeps it himself off left tackle. He'll have 1 yard, brought down by Ryan Schott. Also Alex Moore in on the tackle for the Regals. Second down and 9 upcoming for Pella Christian. Trimer back into the game. Took a couple of plays off after his shoe came off. Trips to the right side, one receiver to the left. Once again, Regina showing blitz. They rush 5. Vrome back to pass, throws corner of the end zone. Well underthrown and incomplete.
He's struggling right now passing, guys.
He was looking for Sam Brower. Michael Conlon was in there on the coverage. Was trying to fire it for the end zone. It landed about 5 yards short of the intended target. And it brings up third down and 9. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. 3 down linemen for Regina, but they show blitz up the middle and they bring it. Vrome rolls to the right, throws to the right flat, tipped up and caught for a first down. It was tipped up by a receiver at the 10-yard line and landed right in the hands of Feinart at about the 3-yard line, a gain of 13, and the fortune for Pella Christian continues on this possession. I have not seen much like this possession for this Pella Christian Eagles offense. They run up-tempo, a handoff to Trimer. He's brought down in the backfield. It's going to be a loss of about 6 on the play. Back to the 9-yard line, so it's going to bring up second and goal from the 9.
Volstadt, once again, making a defensive play when one needed to be made.
Man, this has been a wild football game. Just like it was last year, Regina stacking the line of scrimmage, and do they jump off sides? Vrome went with a long count.
They're going to say Isaac Volstadt jumped off sides.
And Isaac Volstadt came across the line of scrimmage. So that's going to move the ball right back to where it was for that first down play, down to the 4-yard line.
Yeah, that just kind of negates that tackle for a loss.
Second and goal from the four. Two receivers, trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Vrome in the shotgun. He's going to run it himself, has a hole off right tackle, and he's going to get down inside the three to the one. A gain of three. Third down and goal from the one-yard line. 5:55 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
Jake Phillips, Cole White in on the tackle. Four down territory for the Eagles.
Vrome in the shotgun, Trimer to his right, two receivers either side. Feinart comes in motion. They're going to hand it to Trimer up the middle. He's in. Touchdown, Eagles. And one of the most bizarre possessions I have ever seen is capped off with a one-yard rush by Noah Trimer to cut the Regina lead to just three, and the DeBryan field or extra point can cut it to two.
Well, there were a lot of lucky moments on that particular drive for the Eagles, especially the tip pass that went off of DeBryan's hands.
An offside, I think, is going to be called against Regina before the kick.
Boy, they may want to go for two here.
There were two.
They're going to need another score anyway, so get your one, and then you only need a field goal to win it.
Almost exactly the same situation as last year.
It is.
45-43 was the final. And, yeah, so the kick, before the kick, Regina had come offsides. They cut it to two with about 5 minutes left, got the football back with two, and couldn't finish that drive. Things are looking eerily similar here at the Unidome. The extra point is good. 37-35, 5:39 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to high school football on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
5:39 remaining in this Class 1A semifinal that has lived up to what we thought it was going to be and has lived up to what it was last year. We have a nail biter here at the Unidome. Regina, 37. Pella Christian, 35. Pella Christian was down 37-21, has roared back with two consecutive touchdowns. Let's not forget, Regina missed an extra point, which keeps it at a two-point game. And if ever the Regals needed a drive with 5:39 remaining in the game, this would be it. Alex Kuhn alongside Gary Fickle and Todd Werner.
Well, with every tick of the clock, I mean, this thing is just getting tighter and tighter and more intense. The fans are on their feet. Both sides, Pella Christian, the Regal fans, on their feet, cheering their teams on. And another epic clash between Iowa City Regina and Pella Christian.
The criticism last year, the selection committee, a lot of people said that this game should be played right here at the Dome. We get that opportunity this year, and certainly it has not disappointed. DeBryan will kick off. Jake Phillips back deep to receive. Michael Conlon will be back in the game at quarterback, presumably, for this drive, as it's going to be fielded at the 10-yard line by Schott across the 15, angling left to the 20, and he's going to be tripped up at the 22-yard line. The return of 13 yards for Ryan Schott. The Regina Regals take over first down and 10 from their own 22-yard line. 5:33 left. Both sides. Excuse me. Pella Christian has two timeouts. Iowa City Regina just one. All right, here we go, folks. First and 10 from the 22. Regina trying to get back to the state championship game. Pella Christian has other ideas. Conlin in the shotgun, two back in the backfield with him. Phillips and Volstead, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Conlin back to pass and whistles before the play, and luckily, because they tried to throw the swing pass to Isaac Volstead, and it was picked off by Noah Trimer. But it's not going to matter because there was a flag before the play. It was a delay of game, and the luckiest delay of game of the season for the Regina Regals. They'll take those 5 yards backwards. Trimer had come off of his defensive end position, stepped right in front of that screen pass. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Conlin in the shotgun, Volstead to his right. Six down linemen for Pella Christian as Volstead carries it out across the 20. And they'll say he'll be stopped right there, a gain of three. Second down and 12 upcoming.
Yeah, watch the Pella coaches down on the sideline. They want them to strip the ball. They want gang tackle and rip away, trying to create a turnover.
It's not late in the game enough for Iowa City Regina to just run the ball in the line to try to run clock, and they're going to do it anyway as Volstead gets the carry and goes backwards a yard. Brought down in the backfield, third and 13 upcoming for the Regals. Pella Christian on that last play had six down linemen. This time they have four.
I'm looking for Phillips right here.
Conlin back to pass. Throws over the middle for Phillips. Goes up. It's intercepted. Coming back the other way. 30, 25. Angling right to the 20. Outside. Tries to cut it back. Brought down at the 21-yard line. That was Hayden Vrome. With 4:12 left, Pella Christian has a chance to take the lead at the Regina 21-yard line.
Mike just overthrew Jake Phillips.
Another comeback for Pella Christian. This time looking for a different outcome. Regina, their defense is going to have to stand tall if they want to move on to next week. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Vrome in the shotgun, and Pella Christian moves early. That's going to back him up from the 21 to the 26-yard line.
And we had talked about Pella Christian having DeBryan as a field goal kicker, guys. This is a two-point game.
DeBryan's long on the season, 34 yards. Missed one earlier in the game from 34 at the end of the first half. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Vrome in the shotgun, Trimer to the right. They're going to hand off to Feinart on the jet sweep action. He doesn't have a lot of room, maybe 2 yards, down to the 24.
Tackled by Conlin.
Brought down by Conlin, second and 13 upcoming for Pella Christian.
This is just simply, guys, laying it on the line. Both teams playing their hearts out here in the closing minutes of this semifinal game.
Two receivers either side. Vrome in the shotgun. He's back to pass. Fires deep down the left sideline. Has a man out there. He doesn't see it. It falls incomplete. Jaden Heisman had a step on Jaden Keyes, but he didn't see the football, therefore didn't adjust to it. Third and 13 upcoming for Pella Christian.
That wasn't too bad of a pass by Vrome either. That was right where it needed to be.
Very catchable.
Heisman just couldn't find the ball. I don't know if he lost it in the dome looking up.
Sometimes the lights, though, when we were down there earlier.
Notice that. Tough, isn't it? It's kind of tough.
If the ball is in a certain spot, it can get in the lights.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right, Vrome in the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself, has room off right tackle, inside the 15 to the 10, first down to the 9. A gain of 15 on 3rd and 13, first and goal, Pella Christian.
Brought down by Schott, but not until he picked up that all-important first down. Vrome, as we saw last year, is just absolutely a terrific athlete.
And this is the time where Pella Christian can think about winding a little bit of clock.
Absolutely.
Trips to the left. One receiver to the right. Vrome rolls to the left. Throws corner of the end zone. Going up and drops the football. It was Jaden Heisman who had it in his hands and then dropped it. Second and goal from the 9. He was open. He had it. And it just came out of his hands. Jaden Keyes on the coverage.
Yep, he had the nose of the ball in his hands, didn't have the fat part of the football, just couldn't hold on.
What a football game.
That one stopped the clock, guys, on that incompletion.
Two receivers either side. Feinert coming in motion. They're going to hand off to Trimer, and he's brought down in the backfield. Alex Moore was the first one in there, cleaned up by Isaac Volstead back to the 10-yard line. Third and goal from the 10. 2:58 remaining in the game.
I can think of about a handful of scenarios that this is going to play out.
They only need a field goal to take
right.
the lead.
Yes, 1 point. Then Volstead kicks the winning field. I mean, there are so many crazy things that are yet to happen.
Two receivers either side. DeBrian comes in motion. Vrome's going to keep it himself. Nowhere to go. Wrestled down to the
back
by Ryan Schott at the 12. Loss of 2 on the play, and here comes the field goal.
Here it comes, you guys. This is it.
2:25 and counting remaining. It'll be interesting to see what Marv
on the right hash
does with the timeout. It looks like he's going to keep it in his back pocket.
He's going to need it.
They haven't started the play clock yet, so this one is going to tick down inside of about a minute and 50 if they take it all the way down. DeBrian from the right hash, 29 yards. The kick is up. And the kick is no good. He missed it to the right. Nate DeBrian missed it to the right. And Iowa City Regina is going to take over on their own 12-yard line. He missed it to the right and not by much.
Oh. Inches.
Ball's going to come out to the 20.
That's right. I forgot about that rule in the middle of this.
Now,
amazing football game. Two timeouts.
Eagles have two timeouts. There's 2 minutes remaining. Iowa City Regina is definitely going to need to pick up at least one first down. They can't just sit on it here, guys. They need to get a first down. Mike Conlon, who's played outstanding his senior year here in the semifinal game, coming into the huddle, getting him in and out. There's a final timeout by Regina. That's their last one.
We're going to take a timeout with them before the final 2 minutes of this football game. 37-35, Iowa City Regina. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station, vote for mild or spicy, and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairs Ferry and Edgewood.
The handoff to Volstad, angling left, goes for no gain. That was Jake Phillips, I should say. Second down and 10 upcoming. A minute and 45 seconds and counting remaining. Two timeouts remaining for Pella Christian. That snap literally went directly to Phillips. And alertly, he was looking for it. That was not certainly not the
that
intent.
That was not the design play of that.
Of the play.
Yeah.
Conlon once again in the shotgun. Four on the play clock. Hand it off to Phillips, who makes a man miss and gets out across the 21 to the 22. And now we're going to see a timeout from Coach Rick Kaczmarinski. This game is far from over. 37-35, the Iowa City Regina lead. Third and eight upcoming. So if Regina gets stopped here on third down, you're looking at Pella Christian having the ball back with about a minute and 10-ish seconds, possibly, or having Regina having to punt with about a minute 10 left. No timeouts remaining for Pella Christian.
They've got one left.
I'm saying that after this play, if they are able to get the spot
and call timeout,
get the stop, call timeout, they could get the ball back with about a minute 10.
So here's a scenario, too, you play out. They have advantage, big advantage on the outside with the size of their receivers. And all they need, guys, is a field goal. They don't need a touchdown to win this thing. They need a field goal.
It was a 29-yard field goal that missed to the right from Nathan DeBryan that has Regina clinging to this two-point lead. Third down and eight. One receiver either side.
I think Conlon's going to keep the ball.
Conlon in the shotgun. Conlon keeps it off the left side across the 20. Stiff arms a man. He's going to be brought down at the 21. And a timeout is going to be taken with 1:10 remaining.
Here we go, guys.
By Pella Christian.
Now, it's special teams from here on out. You got to have a good punt, and then it could come down to the field goal.
So Conlon, after the timeout, is going to punt the football away. Nathan DeBryan might have another shot at this.
Well, and here's the other thing. They could be coming for the block as well. This thing is going to be all strategy in the final 1:10. Do they want to try to go for the block? Do they want to set up a return? They've got the advantage on the outside with tall receivers. They don't have any timeouts, Alex, as you mentioned. They only need Todd a field goal to win this ball game.
The other thing, too, in that whole offensive series, Isaac Volstad's sitting over on the bench. I don't know if he's cramping up or just, you know, getting dehydrated. He's got a towel over his head. If he's not able to go, that leaves a pretty big void in the middle of that defense.
Yeah, they need him back out on the field to play defense. Something tells me he will be back out.
Pella Christian looking to avenge a crushing defeat last year by, wouldn't you know it, 2 points. What's the difference in this game right now? 2 points. Conlon will punt it away, standing at his own 10. Feinhardt back deep to receive, standing at his own 45. Conlon, a short end-over-end punt. It's going to hit down at the 45 and take a Pella Christian roll down to the 40. With 1 minute left, the Eagles have a chance, and a really good one at that, 22 yards on the punt. Regina can't stop the clock. Neither can Pella Christian. 34 yards the season long for DeBryan, the kicker. First and 10 from the 42-yard line of Regina.
He's not in. Yeah, Volstad is not in the game right now.
Volstad is not in the game. Two receivers either side. Vrome in the shotgun. Trimer to his right. Vrome rolls to the right, fires to the flat. It's caught at the 30-yard line, and stepping out of bounds was Sam Brower.
Playing for the field goal, you guys. He got out of bounds immediately.
Only 55 seconds left, plenty of time.
To figure he needs another 10 yards for DeBryan.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Vrome back to pass, throws over the middle and tipped away by Brower. And what an alert play that was, because Michael Conlon was standing right there to intercept it.
Yeah, Conlon jumped the route, but just DeBrower, great athlete, great presence out there, reached in, knocked the ball down.
And we'll see it on the replay, but Brower looked back, and Conlin tipped it away as well. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right, second and 10. Vrome rolls to the left, looks down the field, throws to the flat, and throws over the head of Kyle Feinhardt, and incomplete. Third and 10, 48 seconds remaining in this game.
Well, if this next play doesn't go for anything, they've got to go for it on fourth down. That's just too far for a field goal, I think, for DeBrien.
47 yards from right here seems to be out of the range of DeBrien.
This is deja vu of a year ago, guys, right here.
Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Vrome in the shotgun, Trimer to his right. Vrome rolls to the left, throws to the left, and same in result, throws over the head of Feinhardt.
One more play.
In 10, and this is the ball game.
No timeouts.
If Regina can hold Pella Christian to less than 10 yards, they're going back to the state championship game. Pella Christian needs 10 or 11 to extend this game and give DeBrien another chance at a game-winning field goal.
A 46, 47-yarder here.
They're going to try to kick the field goal.
This is 47 yards.
47 yards. Possibly watch out for a fake or something of that nature as well if you're Regina. Well, they're going to kick it. DeBrien.
Not going to get there.
Is not going to get there. It's short. No good.
I think it was online.
Regina's going to win. 37-35. Iowa City Regina is heading back to the state championship game.
For the eighth consecutive year.
For the eighth consecutive year. And another thriller as the Pella Christian fans give their team a round of applause.
Victory formation for the Regals.
What a football game. It just didn't have the distance. Looks like it was online.
It was online. That would have gone through the uprights if he had another 5 or 6 yards. Get Keys back there. Victory formation.
Conlin under center. And a flag will fly from the back judge. Well, it's an illegal substitution penalty against Pella Christian.
5-yarder. Meaningless at this point.
Conlin under center, victory formation. He takes a knee.
That's it, guys.
That's going to do it. Iowa City Regina is going to head back to their eighth consecutive state championship game. They won't have to snap it another time. They're going to move to 10-2 on the season. They've won 10 consecutive games since that loss to Solon in week two. And they're going to play the winner of the next game, which features Wes Lyon and Van Meter. And guys, eerily similar to last year. What an incredible football game we just saw.
Well, I tell you what, I think that was, we'll have to talk to Coach Cook this coming week. I'm sure that was the best game the Regals have played all season. Coming, you know, to life, Mike Conlin, senior quarterback, senior leader of a football team, Phillips, Volstadt, Cole White, you can name them. Coach Cook has always been impressed with this group. The cohesiveness on this football team is outstanding. They just pulled off a phenomenal semifinal win.
We'll keep it here for the postgame show. 37-35, Iowa City Regina advances to the Class 1A state championship game. And let's talk about the way that Iowa City Regina set the tone in this football game offensively. It looked like Pella Christian, Todd, wanted to take away that running game, and Mike Conlin came out throwing, and effectively so, in the first half and then into the third quarter.
Well, that's what, you know, that's what a good team like Regina can do. They're flexible. They can adjust whatever the defense is giving them. That's kind of what's been their, you know, their method of success over the years. They're not a one-dimensional team. their coach to be able to run the ball, be able to throw the ball, and whatever's available, that's what they're going to find mismatches.
And they make those decisions, those adjustments on the fly, on the field. They don't have to go into the locker room and talk about it at halftime. They're so good. They're so talented. We've talked about this for years. Here's another prime example of the coaching staff putting these kids in a position to have success. Man, hats off to Coach Cook and his entire coaching staff, to the Regal players, the guys that believed, felt they could win this ball game, and a special, special shout-out to Mike Conlon. You know, guys, coming into this game, he had to feel a little bit of the pressure thinking, boy, I have to come up with a big game passing-wise for us. I've struggled the last couple games in the playoffs. I need one. I thought he looked really good Thursday night in practice. And I went to Ed Hinkle and just said, man, if he could throw like this in 19-degree, wind chill weather, I think he could have a heyday in the dome. And he just kind of looked at me and he goes, boy, we really need something like that to happen. And it did. So Mike Conlon, great, great job.
Yo, and how about Cook when he came in? When Conlon was kind of battling the a little bit.
Yeah.
Hits Keys for 88 yards on a big third down and long play.
And then he came up with Wick, too, on another big play. So, yeah, he was ready to come in. And again, that backup quarterback needs to keep his head in the game, be ready to come in at the drop of a hat at a moment's notice. And Ashton Cook did that for the Regals at a very important point of the ball game.
Between the two of them, 378 yards passing.
Through the air.
Jaden Keys. Came into the day. Eight catches, 121 yards. And Todd, two catches, 169 yards?
65 yards, and 77 yarder, and an 88 yarder.
And two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns.
We don't have the player of the game, but man, if we did, it'd be very difficult not to give it to that young man, a senior, as stepping up in one of the most crucial times. And guys,
hey,
we're going to have two games next week.
You bet we are.
We don't know. We're going to leave the dome here on semifinal weekend for the second consecutive day, not knowing which team, the team in our area, will be playing. Iowa City Regina will be playing the winner of West Lyon and Van Meter, which is getting underway next. But they're going to play at 11 a.m. on Friday. And Iowa City West is going to play Dowling at 7 p.m. on Friday. So we're getting used to this. We had it last year, and we have it again this year.
The Iowa City area is going to be well represented in the finals. You know, also, I think we need to mention West Branch. They were in the playoffs once again. And also Coach Kevin Miller. I know it was a heartbreaking loss the other night to Xavier, but, you know, Coach Miller in the playoffs again. Great, great football programs. We're so lucky to be able to cover these guys and these teams. They're great, great people, great mentors, great coaches. It's fun to watch our athletes compete. They always compete at a high level. We are in a sweet spot of high school football here in the state of Iowa.
Yes, we are. I want to give thanks to Jeff Downing back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids for keeping us on the air. Stay tuned for some KGYM programming. We're going to get you to Before the Boom, which will lead you up until about an hour before the game between Iowa and Wisconsin. And stay tuned to After the Final Gun as we will be back at the KGYM studio to break down what we saw in Madison. You can flip over to 1600 AM and hear John Walter's call of the Iowa State Cyclones as they take on Oklahoma State. And that's a good one, 21-21 at the half in Ames. For Jeff Downing, for Todd Werner, for Gary Fickle, this is Alex Kuhn signing off from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. This has been a presentation of KGYM Sports. Regina Regals move on to the Class 1A state championship game.